is Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System.
Street sweepers and snow removers. For such equipment, a local employer manufactures quality replacement parts used across the nation. Close to home, Locale Equipment extends to students at Jackson Center High School the opportunity for a quality college education.
We know the importance of educating right now our future workforce and community leaders.
Locale's Roger Dietrich.
That's why we support Jackson Center High School with scholarships so students can go on and learn career skills.
Jackson Center students and their student athletes have benefited greatly from Locale Equipment for their scholarships. These student athletes have completed their degrees at universities and have started outstanding careers.
Locale began in L.A., California. It moved to Shelby County in 1982, and the community and Jackson Center students are proud.
Thanks so much to Locale for supporting Jackson Center High School.
We are Locale Equipment.
A big reason why Shelby County is a great place to call home. Customers always come back to Guyer's Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram in Fort Loramie.
Yeah, I bought several new Jeeps at Guyer's, and I really appreciate the Guyer's approach to building relationships.
And for 100 years now, since day one, Guyer's has offered superb collision repair.
Absolutely, and I've benefited from that. The manager of that department has over 30 years' experience. Whether it's a fender bender, a scratch or dent, or an accident, Guyer's will make your car or truck look brand new again at a fair price.
Speaking of brand new, 3/4 of the vehicle purchases at Guyer's start online at GuyersInc.com.
We have great photos, true description of the vehicles, and also list the auto check history report right on our website.
And these internet-driven online Guyer's customers have been known to fly into Ohio, pick up the car they've selected online, and then drive it right back to wherever, right?
We had one this year flying from North Dakota, picked them up at the airport. Got them delivered, and they drove it right back.
The Guyer's reputation, from northern Shelby County all the way to North Dakota.
You know, at Guyer's, it's always service with a smile.
GAIERS Inc.com.
Every day, banks help support us as we turn life's goals into major accomplishments. These are goals like saving for college, opening a small business, purchasing a home, planning a wedding, buying a car, and more. From your first savings account to a new life after retirement, make Osgood Bank your partner through it all. Visit osgoodbank.com today to see about turning your dreams into reality. Do well. Be good. Osgood Bank. Member FDIC. Equal housing lender. osgoodbank.com.
Need the right solution for true comfort? Call on Tom and Jerry's Plumbing, Electric, Heating, and Air Conditioning in Fort Loramie. Mike Holdhouse and his superb technicians are fully licensed and insured, meeting all state requirements for training and professionalism. Get rid of those cold spots. Tom and Jerry's can make your home or business feel just the way you want it. Call Mike at 937-295-3243 or set your appointment for true comfort at TomJerry's.com.
For over 55 years, Superior Aluminum Products in Rushi has promoted area high school athletics. Now in its third generation, family-owned Superior Aluminum is experiencing continued growth. To support this progress, we're currently looking for qualified applicants. Stop in and see Craig Fissinger to discuss your employment opportunities. And if your home project requires railings or porch columns, swing by your local lumber yard today to discuss a solution from Superior Aluminum. Superior, the construction industry's leader in railing, fence, and columns. Picture your options online at superioraluminum.com.
We tried numerous accounting firms before we ran across Reese Myring, and we've stuck with them for the last 25 years.
Ron Elmore, the president of Southtown Painting in Miamisburg. It may employ as many as 100 people. Southtown has benefited greatly from the partnership with Reese Myring and Company, CPAs and business consultants in Fort Loramie.
What a professional company. I wouldn't know what to do without Reese Myring and Company.
Reese Myring, located in Fort Loramie, and Southtown Painting here in Miamisburg. with remote access through computers to Reese Meyering's accounting software. It's as if there's no distance at all.
Wow, like your next door neighbors.
It is. Thanks to Reese Meyering and the internet, it's always a speedy and efficient accounting process.
Reese Meyering performs tax and financial services for you or your business. This full service firm completes controllership functions like payroll, payables, receivables, accounting software setup, and consulting for business startups.
Southtown Painting would recommend Reese Meyering for accounting for any company, large or small.
Phone Kevin Meyering at 937-295-3813 for Reese Meyering and Company, CPAs and business consultants.
They're flexible, they're professional, easy to work with. That's Reese Meyering.
Here come the Raiders. Again, left corner, Braylon Cordano. Good again! Good again! Three from the same spot for Braylon Cordano. Loose ball rebound, Fark. Fark lets it go from three-point land. Switcheroo! Nolan Fark from downtown.
Downtown, outside town, and all around the countryside. The radio on your phone is tuned to scoresbroadcast.com. We are a hit featuring outstanding boys and girls high school basketball.
Ball thrown foul line to Avery Randall. On the arc of the jump shooter. A long one is in by Skylar Albers. Every bit as high as it was deep. Dribbling. Simone put off. Goes to Sherman in the post. Spins, ducks under, banks it down. Pete Sherman. High left, it goes to Mesher. Back door, Colleen, great feed. Colleen, layup, got it. Beautifully done on the play by Victoria Mesher. Outstanding pass. She threaded the needle. Redskins up 10.
Get up for the big games on scoresbroadcast.com. Your Shelby County schools, the Midwest Athletic Conference, Sidney and Lehman.
Rebound, though, goes to McFarland. Fadeaway shot in the paint area. No. Rebound, Chapman up and in. Crowd goes crazy. Lehman fans behind us. Good board work by Justin Chapman.
Much more balanced. 19 points from Aiden Quinter. He was terrific.
Yep.
And they got 12 from Braylon Cordano, star of the future for sure. Then they got 8 from Shappy, 8 from Fissinger. I'm going to go with Aiden Quinter as the player of the game for the Rucci Raiders.
Far right wing, it's Avery Brandewey. Dumps it down inside to the cutter. Colleen Brandewey caught it and scored. Outstanding play. You talk about the chemistry there. Exceptional.
Game after game, scoresbroadcast.com continues to highlight those exciting plays and exceptional players.
Fadeaway jump shot by Aiden Worman. A 16-footer is no good, but a great offensive rebound stick back by Isaac Ratterman.
My goodness, he is so strong.
Wow. Carter Plyman with a step back 28-footer to start the scoring for the Trojans. He ripped the cords. The ball went right down through the ropes. C.C. Borchers down the left side of the lane. Flips it up with the left hand and makes it. Good play.
She is becoming the complete basketball player.
C.C. Borchers, special player.
I think the officials in a game that's this tightly contested are doing a great job.
My, oh my, did he get away with a travel. Wow. Rucci bench up in arms. They had a right to be.
So you got to take a shot with at least 5 or 6 seconds so you've got a shot at a putback if you don't make the shot.
Heiser sets a screen for Caleb Maurer. Hop, skipping to jump into the lane. Six-footer. It's good. Caleb Maurer has put Fort Lauderdale in the lead. 13 seconds to go. Down to 9, 8. Here's Camden Reese into the lane, driving, shooting, scoring. Camden Reese scores. Here's Fort Lauderdale in backcourt. They throw it high in the air off the backboard, and Jackson Center wins it on a Camden Reese runner. A bank shot in the lane. Jackson Center pulls it out of the fire.
This is scoresbroadcast.com. Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S. Your Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System. We're the radio on your phone for high school sports.
Oh, good evening to you, high school basketball fans. I'm Jack Kramer with Chuck McBee. We return to the scene of the crime. The scene of the crime last Saturday night when Jackson Center stole.
They did.
Stole a victory over the New Bremen Cardinals here at the Cards Gym. Three OTs, 58-55. Tonight, New Bremen again against Fort Loramie.
which has fared well against the Midwest Athletic Conference this year. Redskins 5-1 in the MAC. Fort Loramie on the year stands at on the season, Fort Loramie 15-5, 7-4 in the Shelby County Athletic League. New Bremen 13-6 overall, have won 7 straight before losing Saturday night to the Jackson Center Tigers. And the Cards are 5-2 in the Midwest Athletic Conference. Fort Loramie's only setbacks, 2 to Jackson Center, 1 to Rushi, 1 to Marion Local a week ago this past Saturday, and the other in the league to Botkins.
Right.
The setbacks for the Fort Loramie Redskins this year, which I noted, have won 5 games against MAC foes, losing only to Marion Local, the 17. That's a common opponent for these two teams. New Bremen bowed to Marion Local earlier in the year, but 10. New Bremen has come on strong, Chuck. It's a club which we saw play Rushi not real well, a little sloppy, ragged around the edges.
Missing some kids that night.
Football still was lurking on the minds of the basketball players. New Bremen has earned a 2nd seed behind Marion Local in the Northwest District. Fort Loramie a 3 seed behind Rushi and Jackson Center. Tigers being number 1 at Piqua. So these two clubs could be playing basketball for quite a few more games after the end of the season. Keep in mind, Northwest District schools play the regular season a week longer than Southwest District because the tourney in the Northwest District starts later, then gets compressed into a shorter amount of time. And Fort Loramie coming off a great weekend, 33 points by Caleb Maurer against Coldwater on Saturday. Redskins blew out the Cavaliers and routed Houston on Friday. Can't ask for a much easier 2 days. A lot tougher tonight, I guarantee you, for Fort Loramie.
Yeah, well, this is a kind of a backyard rivalry, not quite Minster, but pretty darn close. I noticed that all the New Bremen football players are here in their state championship garb with their state championship medals on, and that's kind of a slap to Loramie because that's the team that took them out, and they're showing off, and I don't blame them. But their basketball team Saturday night showed more to me than I've seen in a lot of games and a lot of teams this year. They're so athletic, and it was just I don't know, I guess Jackson's night and Jackson's year to win that basketball game, because most nights Jackson won't win that basketball game.
No, we saw in the game last Thursday night, free throws missed, cost Fort Loramie. Fort Loramie girls came back on Saturday afternoon, drained foul shots against Finley Liberty Benton, and Jackson Center was the beneficiary of New Bremen missing free throws all night long.
5 of 15.
Yep, missed 10. New Bremen missed 10 against Jackson Center on Saturday, or the Cardinals win that game for sure. This should be a rough and tumble game, no question about it. It's the renewal of the football rivalry between Fort Loramie and New Bremen. It is going to be quite physical for sure. Just completed a ceremony a little while ago. The New Bremen volleyball squad, 3 state championships in the last 6 years, won the title in December of 2022 in Division 4, but 3 of the last 6, remarkable. Football team, D7 champs, 2 of the last 3. A lot going on here at New Bremen, that's for sure. And head coach Corey Stevens for the Cardinals on the hardwood is really revving up his club for a fine tournament run. I tell you what, quietly, the Fort Loramie Redskins under head coach Corey Britton have won 15 of 20.
They, looking at the start of the season, I mean, they had Ratterman, he was iffy, and now is out. Werman, one of the kids they counted on, had a freak injury in a golf cart, missed a lot. Now he's coming back, and I'll tell you who's doing, Austin Plyman. That kid has turned in to a pretty good basketball player, and he gives them size, and he gives them good minutes inside. where they lost Ratterman. So he has really stepped up. And, of course, you got Caleb Maurer. That kid can score from anywhere.
It might be an interesting battle tonight between Hayden Zeller, 6'5", Austin Plyman, 6'5", as Zeller for New Bremen, Plyman for Fort Loramie. And that brings us to our key components of the game, and there are several. From storm doors to garage doors, the Francis Schulte Company in Rushi offers the winning combination of style, durability, and efficiency, using the highest quality building components for these two teams tonight. Oh, yeah, there are key building components. Aaron Thiemann, 13 points a game, shoots the three ball well. So does Caleb Maurer for Fort Loramie, 45% on the year from behind the arc. He's up over 18 points per contest. Who's going to guard those two young men? Who will slow those two outside shooters down? As I mentioned, there's some bulk size on the interior. Who wins the rebounding game? Both teams shoot free throws, 64-65% on the year. Will free throws make a difference late? They just about always do. Key component tonight for Fort Loramie and New Bremen. Remember, the finest building components from Francis Schulte and Rushi can provide you with storm doors and garage doors, which also display that winning combination of style, durability, and efficiency. Francis Schulte and Rushi, well known for providing the very best building materials for lumber dealers, home centers, and door specialists everywhere. It's Fort Loramie 15-5, New Bremen 13-6. It should be a superb late-season Tuesday night scrap. It's a Route 66 rivalry on scoresbroadcast.com. I'm Jack along with Chuck. We're back in a few minutes on scoresbroadcast.com.
I bet you didn't know that Precision Strip is number one in the industry in metal processing and technical capabilities. And it was founded in 1977 in the heart of a one-square-mile farm town in Minster, Ohio. Precision Strip has grown to over 1,300 associates who are employed at 15 locations in six states, including Ohio plants in Minster, Tipp City, Kenton, Middletown, and Perrysburg. The associates at Precision Strip are dedicated to providing the best teamwork and customer service, and on a daily basis, doing the exceptional.
We are problem solvers who challenge the status quo and drive improvement.
We are family working safely for our loved ones.
We stay true to our values, caring and respecting one another.
We embrace change as we journey through our career.
We care about our customer relationships.
We are Precision Strip. Learn more about us and career opportunities by visiting precision-strip.com.
Precision Strip, doing the exceptional.
Join the team of loyal associates. Go to precision-strip.com. Click on the Careers tab and learn about current openings and job benefits at Precision Strip in Minster, Tipp City, and many other locations in six states.
This scoresbroadcast.com high school sports presentation is brought to you by these 12 anchor sponsors. American Architectural Glass in Fort Loramie, your amazing glass connection. AAG Inc. is the industry's clear choice. Airstream in Jackson Center, expand your career. Join the growing team now at Airstream. Barker Insurance on the north edge of Sydney, south of Anna on 25A, your number one insurance agency in the region. Barker, for sure. Clancy's Restaurant on Wapakoneta Avenue in Sydney. Clancy's, nothing fancy, just fantastic food. Dickman Electrical and Industrial Supplies in Sydney, Salina, Greenville, and Marysville. Hundreds of brands, four locations, one solution. Gothney Furniture and Mattress Center in Sydney. High quality furniture, priced right. We've got you covered. G-O-F-F-E-N-A. GothneyFurniture.com. Lacow Equipment in Jackson Center, a Scores founding partner in 2006. Quality parts for highway maintenance equipment all over the world. Frisch's in Sydney, Troy, and Tipp City, home of the great Big Boy and delicious pumpkin pie. What's your favorite thing at Frisch's? Osgood Bank in Osgood and Chickasaw in Mercer County and in Fort Loramie and Indian Lake. Do well, be good. Osgood Bank. Knox Machinery in Franklin, serving Dayton, Cincinnati, and most of Ohio. The CN CNC Solution. New and used machines, parts, and service. Schnipple Construction in Botkins. Building excellence. I'll bet you didn't know. Schnipple builds Marriott's and Holiday Inns. SecureCom in Minster. SecureCom. Online at SecureCom.com. The pros in protection. And the Sydney Daily News with the most read sports page around. This is ScoresBroadcast.com. Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S. The Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System. We're the radio on your phone for high school sports.
The New Bremen Cardinals won the junior varsity tilt, pulled away from Fort Loramie. Pretty easy triumph in our preliminary game.
Yeah, they've got a good JV team, and they got a pretty good freshman team, too.
Yes. Looking ahead, moving forward, next few years, New Bremen Minster should be mighty strong on the hardwood. That's for certain.
Yep.
Whether buying or selling a home, you need to rely on one of only a few truly locally owned real estate companies in the entire area. Realty 2000 Group at 100 South Main Street in Sydney. The real estate pros at Realty 2000 are dependable. They're knowledgeable. Tim Gleason and his staff will make the transition as smooth as possible for you. Their foundation is built on honesty and respect. If you're buying or selling a home in or outside the area or relocating here from another city, make the move to Realty 2000 in Sydney. Contact us at Realty2000Group.com. Phone 937-492-8055. We're locally owned, your neighbor, with knowledge of the city and county housing market second to none. Realty 2000 Group, the number one real estate company in Shelby County. Realty 2000, the region's household name. Hey, you better put Burke to work. Burke Petroleum in Minster now serves all your propane needs. That's right. Put Burke to work for propane, gas, lubricants, metalworking fluids, and more. Burke Petroleum in Minster has served West Central Ohio with premium products and outstanding service for nearly half a century. Hey, propane customers, Burke Petroleum can service your propane needs as well. It's the green energy choice, clean and efficient. Burke Petroleum in Minster, serving the region's residential, farm, commercial, and industrial customers. 315 West 1st in Minster. Inquire, request delivery at burkepetroleum.com. That's Burke, B-U-R-K-E, petroleum.com. 1-800-776-3097. Put Burke to work for all of your energy needs. We've got the starting lineups and the opening tip in just a couple of minutes. New Bremen home to Fort Loramie. The 15-5 Redskins, the 13-6 Cardinals on scoresbroadcast.com.
Get connected to your VA benefits. Chris North of Shelby County served 4 years in the U.S. Navy. Chris is your Shelby County Veteran Services Commission officer.
If you are a veteran or a surviving spouse of a veteran, or even if you know a veteran, we want to connect you to your benefits. That can easily be done by calling us at 937-498-7282. 498-7282.
Or go to facebook.com/ShelbyCOVSO or call 498-7282. The Shelby County Veteran Services Commission. We're vets serving vets.
One of the most highly respected businesses in Shelby County is Saul McGill and Tangeman Funeral Home on South Ohio in Sydney.
We have been serving Sydney and their surrounding communities for 155 years. We offer traditional and cremation funeral services and complete funeral prearrangements to meet the needs of all families.
Saul McGill and Tangeman Funeral Home, a continuing tradition since 1866. Online at Saul-McGillAndTangemanFH.com.
Airstream is seeking production associates to join our growing team. Located in Jackson Center, Ohio, Airstream's employees assemble towable travel trailers and luxurious motorized touring coaches. With record sales and a new state-of-the-art production facility, Airstream is now hiring for numerous general production positions. Work first shift and earn up to $26 per hour with production and attendance bonuses. Visit Airstream.com/apply to learn more. Be part of an iconic legacy at Airstream in Jackson Center.
Serving the region since 1972 and celebrating 50 years in business, Barker Insurance has earned a stellar reputation second to none. Barker Insurance can customize and tailor an insurance plan for your auto, home, farm, life, and business insurance. We represent insurance companies like Erie, Ohio Mutual, Buckeye, and others. Stop by Barker Insurance or call to see how Barker can help you with your insurance needs. Phone 937-492-1857. County Road 25A, a mile north of I-75. Number one is Barker Insurance, and that's for sure.
This is Jack Kramer with Chuck McBee once again back at New Bremen. Fort Laramie Redskins try to make it 6-1 this year against the Midwest Athletic Conference, having defeated Fort Recovery, Versailles, St. Henry, Minster, and Coldwater along the way. Only loss was to Marion Local on Saturday, January 28th, 56-39 at the Flyers Gym. Each and every year, Fort Laramie plays the majority of the MAC, and in recent seasons, Chuck, has fared very well. A win tonight would make it 6-7 against the Midwest Athletic Conference.
Well, New Bremen has to beat Laramie tonight to not finish fourth in the MAC.
Is that right?
Okay. They're one game behind them.
I gotcha. And the lights have been turned down here at New Bremen as the Cardinals are being introduced. I'd like to remind you, we've got a couple of big games for you this weekend. Brucey boys on Friday night entertain the Fort Laramie Redskins. I don't care if the seeds are decided. I don't care if Fort Laramie and Bodkins are third and fourth in the SCAL. Rushi's got to win it to have a share of the league title with Jackson Center. So it's important for the Raiders. And I tell you what, it would be a feather in the cap of Fort Laramie to upset Rushi on Friday. That will be a battle of war at the Rushi Gym. And then on Saturday night, it's another contest between the SCAL and the MAC. Rushi entertains Marion Local on Saturday evening. What a way, Chuck, to end the regular season here on scoresbroadcast.com.
Yeah, I mean, I love going to Rushi in the first place. That gym is just crazy. And for Laramie, I mean, we saw the girls play a couple of last Thursday, and that game didn't really mean anything. The seeds were done, the league was done, but boy, those girls played like they were playing for a state championship, and that's what you're going to see Friday night also.
New Bremen defeated Parkway by 12 last Friday, lost to Jackson Center in triple overtime by 3 on Saturday. Opening tip to start the game, Logan Eilerman jumping it up for Fort Laramie. Alex Holman for New Bremen. Logan with a 2-inch height advantage, but the Cardinals get the tap to start. Aaron Thiemann at guard, 6-foot junior, 13 points a game. Cooper Scheib, 6-foot junior. Alex Holman, a 6'2 senior in the opening five. Evan Eink starts, a 6'3 senior, along with Dylan Bambauer, a 6'2" senior. Opening possession to start the game. Aaron Thiemann hits a little floater left side of the lane to lift the Cardinals to a quick 2-zip advantage.
Not only a 3-point shooter, the kid is a scorer and a junior.
He can take it right to the cup as well. Here is Fort Laramie pounding it inside. Good pass on the play from Kaiser on the arc to the post, Austin Playman. And right away, he's a factor. New Bremen couldn't handle him. Had to foul him to prevent an easy deuce right in front. Redskins starting Caleb Maurer at guard, 6'1 senior. Ryan Holscher out front, 6'3 senior. Ethan Kaiser, a 5'11 senior. Ethan has upped his per game average to 10. Maurer's over 18. Logan Eilerman, 6'4 senior, 6.5 rebounds a game. Austin Plyman, 6'5 and a senior, to round out the opening five for Fort Laramie.
Nice free throw shooting.
I tell you, we've seen Austin Plyman with a nice smooth stroke at the free throw stripe. He can too right there. We're tied up at a couple points apiece. Opening 50 seconds here at New Bremen. Cardinals have it knocked out of bounds down to a right by a Redskin player. Late in our game on Saturday night, Chuck, David Holman was shaken up. Looked like he had a cramp or a bruise in the calf. And he's not in the starting five.
Yep.
And is that David in warm-ups on the bench? I'm not sure.
I'm looking. Let me see if I can find him. He's easy to find. He's a blonde kid. Yeah, he's not dressed.
Yep, he still some residual effect of the injury on Saturday night.
It looked like he might have got kicked up around the knee in the thigh area.
Right. New Bremen with a quick turnover after the inbounds pass. 2-2 tie. Fort Loramie ball to our left. Opening a minute 15. Caleb Maurer drives baseline right. Cut off by two players. Tries to go cross court to Kaiser. Great anticipation by New Bremen's Thiemann. He intercepts and takes it 60 feet for an easy one. 4-2 Cardinals lead. Here is Ryan Holscher getting away with a hop, skip, and a jump into the lane, and hits a floater.
He palmed it. He traveled and got a basket. It worked out pretty well for him.
Tied up at four. Here's Thiemann on the arc. Gets a screen. No, off the flange. Push off on the rebound attempt, and it goes against the Cardinals' Evan Ike.
Yeah, he did push off. He got the advantage. That is a good call.
Alex Holman, Evan Ike, Dylan Bambauer, all average right around 6 points a game for the Cardinals. And it's going to be interesting to see who supports Caleb Maurer for Fort Loramie tonight and who supports Austin Thiemann for New Bremen this evening. Who backs up each of those two leading scorers on the year? Austin Plyman comes out to catch, top of the circle. We're tied at four. 2:20 gone here in the opening period. Logan Otterman's got it near the Cardinals logo. Here's a hedge, a brief double team on Maurer, who dribbles behind the back. Swings it around to the right to Holscher. Looks for Austin Plyman in the pick and roll. Goes to Heilerman, head of the key. Boy, they keep peering in for Austin Plyman. Can't find him. Plyman deep right side to Maurer. He guns a long line drive triple. It skids off the rim, the backboard. Yanked down by Thiemann. Demon Bolt, 70 feet down the floor, missed a tough drive. Rebound low on the left by Ike for the Cardinals, and he's hacked on the arm, and he earns two at the stripe. I said Ike, it was actually Alex Holman who snared the board, and he's got a pair.
Well, I don't know how Holman even got to the rim that time. That was Houdini.
Alex Holman connects at the stripe to make it 5-4 New Bremen, 5:19 to go here in the opening period. Second free throw attempt on the way, right there as well. New Bremen by a pair, 6-4. Token pressure in backcourt. Ball sent away from pressure up the near side to Logan Adam and hand off to Caleb Maurer at midcourt. Dylan Bambauer's got the assignment of tracking Caleb Maurer right now. Aaron Thiemann is on Ryan Holscher. Fort Loramie's got the ball far right corner, kicked out of bounds by Bambauer of New Bremen, who got the starting call tonight in place of David Holman. Maurer inbounding below the rim. Inside it goes to Plyman, to Maurer, who comes onto the floor in the right corner, missed it off the back iron. Good rebound in the paint area by Austin Plyman, who takes it to the backboard. Logan Eilerman got the deuce. Good board on the glass by Logan Eilerman. Quick miss by New Bremen. Then the ball fumbled at midcourt by Fort Loramie, and New Bremen gets it back. A throw at side court, touches the stripe. Game tied at 6, 4:43 to go here in the first quarter. Tell you what, Logan Eilerman and Austin Plyman give the Redskins one heck of a 1-2 punch on the glass. And New Bremen's strong, not quite as tall as Fort Loramie. Redskins might have a slight edge in that department.
Yeah, I'll tell you what, that was a heck of a strong rebound by Eilerman and a good putback.
Holscher, head of the key to Logan, who wears 35. Inside to Austin Plyman. Ooh, up and in for two. Well done. Good entry pass from straight on. Outstanding angle by Austin Plyman. Fort Loramie in the lead, 8-6.
Didn't catch it clean and still grabbed it and gathered himself and got the basket. That was tough.
And we mentioned in the pregame he could be a factor. He is so far. Oh, look at that play. What a shovel shot. But Dylan Bambauer, I don't think he thought he had a chance to make it. He was sprinting down the left side of the lane, knew he was being fouled, and just let go of the ball from down around his knees, and it inched up and over the rim and went in.
Yep.
And he's at the stripe with an and one.
That's what shooters do.
8-8 tie, 4:11 to go here in the first period. Dylan Bambauer at the stripe. He dips the knees. His three-point play chance goes awry. Shot was strong. Caleb Maurer got the board, and it's flicked out of bounds by Carter Elking, 6'2 senior, in off the bench for New Bremen. Redskins in the road, black, red numbers outlined in white. Red and white piping along the bottom of the shorts. Fort Loramie wearing the black sneakers. New Bremen, the home white gold numbers. And that New Bremen cardinal red down the sides of the shorts. New Bremen in the white sneakers. Far right side of the floor, Holscher for Fort Loramie.
Well, they are really pushing Loramie out, trying to run their offense. They're out around the volleyball line.
6'1 senior Aiden Worman on the floor now for Fort Loramie. He goes to Kaiser, left corner Logan Adaman. Cross-court skip pass to Holscher. He arches up a three, short. Oh, what scrap for the rebound. It's Worman who's got it, looks for help, gives it up, gets it back. Now to Kaiser. He sets and shoots a three. It skims off the iron, and New Bremen's got the rebound. 8-8 tie, 3:21 to go first quarter. Shot fake on the arc by Ben Saylor, and then he dances down the left side of the lane en route to the basket, foul against Fort Loramie. Saylor in, 6'1 senior for the Cardinals, who might tend to play maybe one or two more players than Fort Loramie tonight. We'll see how that works out, but lacking David Holman, that's a factor for New Bremen.
Right, the Loramie really only about seven deep.
Saylor on the arc, dishes to Scheib. At the elbow on the right to Alex Holman, and Holman darts into the lane, gets a friendly bounce off the rim, kerplunk, it goes in. 10-8 Cardinals. 3 minutes to go, first quarter. Holscher, far right wing, near side to Worman, thrown down to Kaiser, baseline left, Logan Adaman. Oh, good passing. Into Caleb Maurer in the post area, up and in.
Got him in the middle of that zone, and Caleb strong. For his size, he's a strong kid.
Good execution against the New Bremen defense. What kind of a zone is it, Chuck?
Well, they're playing a 2-3, but they're really pushing it out and putting pressure on the ball.
Redskins in a typical Fort Loramie man-to-man. Here's a throw, baseline right by New Bremen, almost stolen by Fort Loramie. On the arc to Alex Holman. Game tied at 10, 2:20 left in the first. Here's a long three, good by Ben Saylor of the Cardinals. Good-looking shot, all cord. It did not touch the ring. Right down through the ropes, 13-10, New Bremen in front. We're near the two-minute mark, late first quarter. Worman whips it left side to Kaiser. Adam Maurer at the elbow. Far right side to Holscher. He tries to match the three-pointer of Saylor. Short, no good. Long rebound deflected out to Fort Loramie. Caleb Maurer to the foul line. Jump, shoots, and drills it. 13-12, New Bremen by one. Caleb Maurer sinks a shot on the move. Just a shade behind the charity stripe. Left side of the floor, Cooper Scheib for New Bremen. Down low to Aiden Zeller, overshoots in traffic. Scrap for the board, reach-in hooking foul on the board attempt against New Bremen.
Good call.
1:32 left to go here in the first quarter. New Bremen 13, Fort Loramie 12. It has been a productive first period offensively for both teams. Ball walked to the timeline to Caleb Maurer. Down the right side to Holscher. Here's Darren Eilerman on the floor now for Fort Loramie. Darren, a 6'1 senior. Deep right corner. Holscher fumbled, got it back. Tries to get it out of trouble, and New Bremen steals. 2-on-1 break. New Bremen to the rack. Foul against Fort Loramie. Good hustle play by Cooper Scheib of New Bremen. He managed to gather up that loose ball far side of the floor. And he blazed a trail to the rim, made sure he was contacted. A couple of foul shots for him. New Bremen did not shoot them well on Saturday night. A very good beginning this evening, though, for the Cardinals. That free throw by Scheib is pure dead center. 2-point lead, New Bremen. Second one by Scheib. Yep, got them both. Good start for New Bremen.
4 or 5 from the free throw line.
Yep. 80 percentile. New Bremen shooting them a lot better than that 33% clip on Saturday. Here's the ball thrown from the arc to Caleb Maurer in the post, and he slices up the zone to the rim. A left-hand scooper is good. 15-14, New Bremen by one. 50 seconds to go in the first quarter. Straight away, open look, Sailor, bullseye! Sailor from way downtown. Bodies flew beneath the rim on the rebound attempt. Austin Plyman went down. He's up and at him.
I didn't see how he got down there. He thought he got knocked down. The referee told him to get up.
18-14, New Bremen. Shooting well, leading before, 37 seconds to go, first quarter. How many threes so far for the Cards?
They've made two.
And they've had a couple of nifty drives to the basket as well. Here is a steal at midcourt. Fort Loramie coughed it up. Worman couldn't hang on. Hayden Zeller down the floor for New Bremen. Stops on a dime in the lane and cans a 10-footer. Cardinals up six. 13 seconds to go in the first. Maurer and Worman pitch and catch. Maurer, let's go, a 28-footer. Got it from downtown. 4 seconds to go, opening quarter.
Big
Here comes
shot.
Shy. Yep, sure was. Shy hands off to a teammate. Here's a long launch by Carter Elking from 60. Short, no good, and the first quarter closes. New Bremen had a brief 6-point lead, 20-14, before the Caleb Maurer trifecta at the end of the first period of play. 20-17 Cardinals on scoresbroadcast.com.
It's a good idea to get new tires to grip the road firmly before bad weather or bald tires get a grip on you and your driving. M&A Muffler and Tires in Fort Loramie always has big savings on Goodyear, Firestone, Michelin, General, Uniroyal, Goodrich, and more. Within a few miles, M&A offers free pickup. Then we'll deliver your car to your door. Phone 937-295-3971 and talk to Geppy, Jeff Gephardt, at M&A Muffler and Tires, 300 North Main in Fort Loramie, the home of the tire sale you'll never get tired of.
So many thanks here on scoresbroadcast.com to these three Fort Loramie sponsors with us each and every Fort Loramie game. You just heard from Tom and Jerry's Plumbing, Electric, Heating, and Air Conditioning, or was that Geyer's?
No, we just heard from M&A Muffler and Tire.
Third time's a charm. I knew
it. There you go. You knew it was a Fort Loramie's.
M&A Muffler and Tires, Tom and Jerry's Plumbing, Electric, Heating, and Air Conditioning, and Geyer's Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram. You just heard from M&A Muffler and Tires. Three great Fort Loramie sponsors with us each and every Fort Loramie contest on scoresbroadcast.com. Opening second quarter. New Bremen up three without David Holman tonight. 20-17 Cards. Here's Holscher top of the circle to Kaiser for Fort Loramie. Down the right side to Logan Eilerman. Here is Kaiser for Fort Loramie. Tries to go cross-court, deflected by New Bremen. An alert, Logan Eilerman picks it up, though, in the top of the circle. And the Redskins restart the attack. Holscher wheels around to the right. Goes to Logan, back to Ryan. Far right wing, Kaiser. One New Bremen zone, pushing Fort Loramie well out on the floor. Redskins are being throttled at the moment. Can't get the ball inside the arc.
Yeah, and Kaiser hadn't even had a look yet.
Here's Holscher, 30 feet out. Logan Eilerman straight away, 25 feet out. At the elbow on the right, it's Maurer. He's hounded, doesn't shoot. Gets it to Holscher. Holscher chucks up a three. Front rim, backboard. Lands in the lap of Zeller for New Bremen. He's got the board. Quick three at the other end by the Cardinals. Yes, sir. On the money from downtown.
That's Putoff.
Yep, Keaton Putoff, fine 6'2 junior, good JV player, logs varsity minutes. He'll be a cog next year at the varsity level. Three triples for the Cardinals, who've got the range tonight. New Bremen up six. Ethan Kaiser on the go for Fort Loramie. Into the paint, off the flange, got the rebound back. Fed Caleb Maurer straight away, and he hoisted in a long trifecta. 23-20 New Bremen. Oops, maybe a moving screen out at the top of the key. What's been called? Or was Fort Loramie holding when the screen was attempted? They're pointing at Kaiser, and he says, what, me? 6:20 left to go here in the second. It is New Bremen 23 and Fort Loramie 20. Cardinals have had a couple of 6-point leads. Redskins bench not pleased with the call whatsoever.
Well,
it's two fouls on Kaiser.
I don't blame them, because the guy that was closest to the ball had a different call than the guy that came over and took over.
Yeah, I thought it was
illegal screen is what it was.
Yes, I thought it was an unstationary screen, and that was my first look, and I thought that's what the referee nearest us was going to communicate, but he was waved off. So we play on. It's still New Bremen's possession. Foul on Kaiser, number two. Here's Thiemann rotating to the foul line. Fadeaway shot, lipped the rim. Boy, that was right on the button and snapped out. Quickly down the floor, Maurer hits Austin Plyman in the lane with a bullet. He might have had a shot, lost the ball, got it back, threw it to Caleb Maurer in the right corner, and he whistles around the New Bremen player who grabs him.
Boy, Logan Eilerman is playing like a man possessed right now, rebounding, getting on the floor. This is the best I've seen him move and play in the games we've seen him play this year.
I tell you what, Fort Loramie is going to be a problem for Rushi on Friday night and in the tournament. Fort Loramie is in the bracket with Jackson Center. Bodkin's in the bracket with Rushi. Don't know what the strategy was there, but it's tough playing somebody, what, twice in 3 weeks, late in the season, then again in the tournament?
Yeah, but I tell you, I would have played Rushi.
Here's a pivot move in the lane by Austin Plyman. A little half hook short, but he's tagged on the arm, and he'll get two. 23-20 New Bremen. Fort Loramie a chance to cut it to one.
I mean, neither one of them is a bargain.
Nope.
But I think right now with kind of banged up a little bit, I think you jump in Rushi's side. But
pick your poison. Free throw is good, but Plyman, 23-21, two-point lead Cardinals. Yeah, Fort Loramie's in Jackson Center's half. Bodkin's wound up in Rushi's half. Second shot on the way, hit the back iron, tapped out on the plate of Scheid for New Bremen. Up to four to Carter Elking. Two-point lead Cardinals. Ball weaves straight ahead to Timon. Step back three, or I should say Timon. It's good. Timon came peeling off the screen, let it fly. Boy, he's comfortable shooting that.
Just a quick release. I mean, there's not much you can do about that.
New Bremen hot from behind the arc, 26-21 Cardinals. Caleb Maurer near midcourt, picked up on the play by Ben Saylor. Ball bounced into the right corner to Holscher. Holscher gives it to Maurer, way out on the floor. Good hedge, fine overplay by New Bremen. Steal, driving layup, Saylor is in. New Bremen playing well at both ends, up seven. Cardinals 28, Redskins 21, 5:06 to go. In the second quarter, a high-scoring first half on scorersbroadcast.com.
The gem in Rushi, Ohio, is the Jewelry Barn. Jolene Rinderly and her staff are certified by the Gemological Institute of America.
Our Jewelry Barn is quite unique. The Jewelry Barn offers a wide variety of costume jewelry and high-end jewelry. We have a wide variety of engagement rings.
Located among cornfields on the eastern edge of Rushi, the Jewelry Barn is known as the gem of Rushi.
Yeah, that's right, Jack. That's what our customers call us. It's a repeat business, and they come from all over. It's great.
Jewelry and watch repair, too. Phone 937-526-5557. The Jewelry Barn at 575 East Main Street in Rushi.
Just a nice little shop.
Now, speaking of the tournament, as we were a few minutes ago, New Bremen took a first-round bye, a second seed in Northwest District 4. And will play the winner of Lima Perry, Waynesfield, Goshen. After the Fort Loramie timeout, a New Bremen steal. Driving layup blocked. Rebound tapped out to Thiemann. Deep left corner, Bambauer. 7-point lead, Cardinals. A three-pointer here would push it to 10. Thiemann spinning, turning. Baseline left, high archer, way strong. Good defense by Fort Loramie. Forced the errant shot. Redskins snatched the board and the Cardinals foul.
I'm going to go back to the play before. Max Maurer came out of nowhere. That kid jumped out of the gym to block that shot. I don't even know where it came from.
Was that Max? Boy, he was on trampoline, wasn't
yeah,
he?
Yeah, and he's going to be a heck of a basketball player for him.
Maxwell Maurer, 6'1 sophomore, plays bigger than that. He's out there in the hardwood right now in the backcourt. Ball thrown to Holscher, baseline left. Fort Loramie down 7. 4:17 to go here in the second quarter. Shoving in the corner of the court against New Bremen. Head coach Corey Stevens of the Cardinals not pleased.
Well, he got a break because Loramie was in deep trouble right there. No dribble on the baseline. And then now they're going to go to the free throw line.
Yep, that's seven on New Bremen, 1-1 for Holscher. Redskins down seven, need to capitalize here and shave this lead down to five. Foul shot by Holscher on the way. It's good. 28-22 New Bremen, 4:17 to go in the second period. Second attempt upcoming as the buzzer sounds. Fort Laramie Redskins open up on Saturday, February 18th in the Pickwood D4 sectional at 7:30 against Covington, and would play the Bradford and Sonia winner in the second round on Thursday the next week. Holscher makes one, misses one. A little too much oomph on that one. Here is Zeller down the floor for New Bremen in the lane. Hand off to Scheib. Scheib hits a cutter right down the paint. It is beaten, put off, and he takes a hand to the back. As he goes below the backboard, tries to shoot, he's awarded two. New Bremen ahead with six, 28-22. 4:02 to go here in the first half of play. Tell you what, Chuck, New Bremen's got just about every kind of shot it's wanted so far tonight.
Well, and they're playing better defense, and yeah, they're getting better looks. I mean, they're a really solid athletic basketball team. They go deep.
Foul shot by Keaton, put off is good. 29-22 New Bremen, Cardinals' biggest lead of this game, seven. Match is 28-21. Second attempt on the way by Putoff, and he's got a deuce at the stripe. He nails each. 30-22. New Bremen is edged out to an 8-point cushion. 3:57 to go, second quarter. Ethan Kaiser with two fouls back on the floor for Fort Loramie. Logan Heidemann head of the key. Holscher 30 feet away on the right. Zone defense for the Cardinals pushing Fort Loramie well out on the floor. Redskins challenge it in the lane. It is Holscher up from 10. It bounced around, came off, almost went in. New Bremen snagged the rebound. Here's a quick three by Cooper Scheib from the right flank. Wide left, no good. Scrap for the rebound between Darren Eilerman and Alex Holman. And Darren gets nabbed with the personal.
Yeah, he pushed off. We're going to shoot the 1-1 now.
Still 3:28 to go, second quarter. Both teams in the bonus. Big 6'5 junior Hayden Zeller at the stripe. Line drive free throw is on the money.
Wow, that was flat.
Nine seniors on this New Bremen varsity roster. But the Demons a junior. This man at the free throw stripe, Zeller, is a junior. Keaton Putoff has been in the game. He's a junior. Good JV squad. Second foul shot clangs off the back iron. Rebound to Fort Laramie's Holscher. Holscher makes a very sloppy pass to the right. New Bremen swipes it. Barreling down the floor is Putoff. Blocked out of bounds. Recovery by Holscher, saving a two.
Boy, they are just right now on the perimeter, just really sloppy with the ball. They don't know. They don't really... New Bremen did not play this defense against Jackson because Jackson wouldn't have set up like this. Laramie's really struggling on the perimeter.
Yeah, the Redskins are having a real difficult time penetrating the arc. Here's Thiemann, baseline drive for New Bremen, and he mishandles the ball, muffed it, and it goes out of bounds over the inline. Redskins get it back, trailing by nine. 3:04 to go first half. New Bremen's biggest lead. And Fort Loramie, so much of the time this evening, stagnant on the arc. Here's Caleb Maurer in the teeth of the zone at the elbow. He'll take it from there. Bullseye, he's got it. 15-footer.
He's got to shoot the ball.
Yep.
He's got 14.
Averaging close to 19. 30-plus against Coldwater on Saturday. 31-24, Fort Loramie behind the 7. 2:30 to go here in the second quarter. New Bremen deep in the right corner. It's Carter Elking. Ball revolved around the top of the key to Thiemann. Straight away Elking. Thiemann again left flank. Shot fake behind the arc. Goes baseline and gets contact from the rear. He'll shoot the 1-1.
That's the third foul on Kaiser.
And it was a polite foul. Not much contact at all. But He snagged with it, and Demons at the stripe, 1-1 for the Cards. 2:21 left first half, 7-point lead, New Bremen.
Well, he went for the shot fake, which you have to do kind of with Demons because he's such a good shooter.
Yep, he blew the front end. Logan Eilerman reels in the rebound. Up ahead to Maurer. Whips it right side to Holscher. Deep right corner, it is Austin Plyman. Fort Loramie, a lot of pitch and catch on the arc. And now into Austin Plyman, right back to Logan Eilerman, 30 feet away. 2 minutes to go, first half. 7-point lead to Bremen. Caleb Maurer decides to shoot it from long range. Off to the left, Zeller pulls down the board for New Bremen. Out ahead to Carter Elking, to Thiemann. Shot fake, picked up by Aiden Worman. Bounce pass left corner, goes astray, out of bounds. Redskins possession. Boy, New Bremen's missed a couple opportunities here to take this to double digits. A missed 1-1, and a turnover right there.
Yeah, they've got a couple of turnovers. Two out of their last three possessions are turnovers.
Minute 38 to go, first half. New Bremen on top of 7. Straight away top of the circle, Worman. Down the right side it goes to Holscher. And now into the right corner, it's fed to Austin Plyman, who fires it on top for no one. And the ball rolls over the Cardinals logo into backcourt and out of bounds. This new Bremen zone has got Fort Loramie, befuddled, perplexed?
They're not sure exactly how to attack it right now. They were getting the ball into Maurer, but now they're surrounding him. When he gets it, he's got to kick it back out.
Scoring pace has slowed down. Cardinals up 7, minute 18 to go, first half. Oh, a good post-up move. Fine throw from Thiemann down inside to Alex Homan. He got on the block, was real deep. Nobody could stop him. He turned after catching it from 4 feet away and banked it in off the window. 9-point lead, Cardinals. Minute to go, first half. Right corner, Austin Plyman out high to Holscher. Holscher double-teamed in front of the Cardinals' bench. Ball thrown left side to Logan Eilerman. Pulls up on the baseline. Tries to bounce it back on the arc to Caleb Maurer. There's a hedge, an overplay, and a steal. Taken away by Cooper Scheib. Up ahead to Thiemann. And we got a whistle holding in the paint area against Fort Loramie. How many passes, Chuck, has Fort Loramie attempted to make 25 feet away from the basket against the hedge by this New Bremen zone, and they've been easy interceptions?
Well, they've turned the ball 10 times, and of those 10, probably 8 of them have been live ball turned going the other way.
Mm-mm-mm. We've got a 1-1 situation here for Hayden Zeller of New Bremen, with the Cardinals leading by 9, make it 10, 34-24, 39.8 to go, first half.
Well, on a positive side, it's not snowing and the wind's not blowing 80 miles an hour like it was when they played football.
Oh, my goodness. On that night in November.
That was horrible. We had beautiful nights all the way up to that game.
I think about 6 snow squalls came through. Each one got worse and worse and worse. And here's a foul shot by Zeller, around, around, and in it goes. 35-24, Cardinals up 11. Biggest margin of the game. Holscher, top of the circle. Fort Loramie needs to close with a couple buckets here. Here's Aiden Worman, foul line to Caleb Maurer in the teeth of the zone. Left wing to Logan Eilerman. He lofts in a long 3-ball. Count it for Logan.
Yeah, that was good. Now they need to have a stop.
Here's Thiemann bulldozing down the floor into the lane. And he jumps and misses an 8-footer. He stopped on a dime. It wouldn't go. 4 ticks to go in the first half. Caleb Maurer penetrates the top of the circle. Running one-hander missed. And that's the end of the first half. New Bremen 35 and Fort Loramie 27 after 2 quarters of play here at the Cardinals gym. Need the right solution for true comfort? Call on Tom and Jerry's Plumbing, Electric, Heating, and Air Conditioning in Fort Loramie. Mike Holdhouse and his superb techs are fully licensed, meeting all state requirements for training and professionalism. Get rid of those cold spots. Tom and Jerry's can make your home or business feel perfect the way you want it. Call Mike at 937-295-3243. Go online, set your appointment for true comfort at TomJerry's.com. You know, you'll be all smiles when you see super deals on new and pre-owned vehicles at Guyer's Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram in Fort Laramie. Special customer pricing. When Gus Guyer established Guyer's back in 1922, he greeted everybody with a smile and great customer service. He's still smiling today because the three generations of Guyer's have done business the same way since. Remember, Guyer's offers super service on your car and outstanding collision repair. See the new and pre-owned Chryslers, Dodges, Jeeps, and Rams at Guyer's in Fort Laramie. See them online, too, at GuyersInc.com. In Jackson Center, your Pro Hardware store is at 112 East Pike. 20% off DeWalt power tools at Jackson Center Pro Hardware, and choose from solid wood raised panel cabinets. Also in stock, beautiful white and gray shaker cabinets. Like them on Facebook. That's Jackson Center Pro Hardware at 112 East Pike. Special pricing, professional service at your Pro Hardware store. Tell Darren Yinks you heard about his store right here on scoresbroadcast.com. And don't forget that Fort Laramie Long Shot Raffle is just several months away. Liberty Days in July in Fort Laramie. Top prize, a 2023 Dodge Ram 4x4 pickup truck from Guyer's. The drawing is during Liberty Days in Fort Laramie in the month of July. 2,000 tickets sold, 80 prizes awarded, 4% chance to win. $100 a ticket. Purchase online at flathleticboosters.com/raffle. flathleticboosters.com/raffle. Our halftime report with Chuck brought to you by Schnipple Construction in Botkins, and also by American Architectural Glass in Fort Laramie, your amazing glass connection. Chuck?
Well, Laramie's got a 13-9 rebounding advantage and 5-2 on the offensive boards. That's kind of not something you would think, but they turned the ball over 10 times. New Bremen turned it 4 times. 9-12 from the free throw line for the Cardinals. 4-6 for the Redskins. Individual scoring for New Bremen. They were led by Ben Saylor with 8. Aaron Thiemann with 7. Alex Homan with 6. Keaton Putoff off the bench with 5. Hayden Zeller with 5. And they got 2 from Cooper Scheib. They got 2 from Bam Bauer. They scored 20 and 15, 35 for the first half. A lot of points. On the other side, Caleb Maurer with it. He got his 14. Then they drop all the way down to Logan Eilerman with 5. Austin Plyman with 5. Ryan Holscher with 3. They scored 17 and 10. And they trail at 35-27 at the half. Seems like it's an 8-point game. It seems like it's worse than that.
Yeah, it does, Chuck, because 35 for a boys team in the Shelby County League or the Midwest Athletic Conference is like 90, 45 and a half for a
yeah.
game. A 35 is a bunch of points. And the Fort Laramie's defense has been shaky offensively. Redskins, just too many mistakes, live ball turnovers, as you described earlier.
Well, and besides the 10 turnovers, they've probably had 4 or 5 other passes deflected. They're struggling to figure out, and that's got to be what they're talking about now at halftime, how they want to attack this zone better. And New Bremen's not going to change anything until Laramie figures it out.
But yet, as you noted, Laramie's maybe fortunate. It does feel like it's more than an eight-point spread.
Because they struggled so much running their offense, especially in that second quarter.
Yep. That's our halftime report brought to you by Schnipple Construction and American Architectural Glass. Schnipple and Botkins, AAG Inc. in Fort Laramie. Halftime score, 35-27, New Bremen on scoresbroadcast.com.
The new $35 million FC Cincinnati soccer facility is spectacular, and American Architectural Glass in Fort Laramie played a major role in its futuristic look, said Mike Spencer, AAG Field Superintendent.
AAG, by completing such a state-of-the-art project, is leading the way and raising the bar of excellence for FC Cincinnati and other soccer clubs to follow.
Well, I'm a big soccer fan.
Okay.
And kudos to FC. This new soccer complex is beautiful.
Well,
Well, you're looking at a project completed by American Architectural Glass in Fort Loramie.
Well, kudos to them, too. Their glasswork is amazing. It's gorgeous.
At the new FC Soccer training facility, AAG installed over 14,000 square foot of exterior aluminum framing and glass.
And AAG completed a lot of interior glass work too, Mike.
Yeah, we completed more than 10,000 square foot of interior glazing, including mirrors, custom glass, and aluminum office frames.
And in 2019, AAG renovated the B deck at Ohio Stadium, the home of the Buckeyes.
AAG turned the creative dreams of Ohio State and FC Cincinnati into reality.
American Architectural Glass in Fort Loramie.
Their glasswork is amazing.
AAGinc.com.
Perhaps a well-kept secret in all of West Central Ohio is Schnipple Construction in Botkins, which has been building excellence for seven decades.
It was back in 1953 and three generations ago when the foundation of Schnipple Construction was started. Grandpa Gene Schnipple began the company as a local household handyman doing small home additions. He set a high standard of excellence back then, and we still follow that standard today.
And a lot of growth ever since, right?
Yeah, since those early years, we have completed over 400 commercial projects.
And today, the company is experiencing unique growth in the hospitality industry, says Keith Schnipple, the president of Schnipple Construction in Botkins.
We now specialize in the construction of nationally recognized hotels. In fact, we've built close to 60.
Schnipple Construction partners include Marriott, Hilton, Holiday Inn, and Holiday Inn Express.
Throughout parts of Ohio, Indiana, and Kentucky, Schnipple is really proud to continue to build excellent while making the owners' visions of the hospitality industry come to life.
Schnipple is always seeking qualified associates to join its family as laborers, carpenters, concrete finishers, steel erectors, project managers, and project superintendents.
We welcome applicants to forward their letter of interest or a brief resume to info@schnippleconstruction.com or stop by at 302 North Main Street in Botkins.
That's S-C-H-N-I-P-P-E-L, Schnipple Construction in Botkins, building excellence.
Before or after the big game, taste victory at Brookins in Fort Loramie. Juicy roasted chicken dinners plus cheesy and meaty homemade pizza take the lead at Brookins. Saturday night doubles the score. Not one, but two delicious 8-ounce marinated pork chops. On a fast break at lunch, hustle to Brookins for the two-piece roasted chicken meal, the deep-fried pork tenderloin sandwich, or the patty melt with caramelized onions on griddled bread. Anytime, treat yourself to the Tomahawk Burger, a regular in everyone's lineup. A favorite starter, Brookins Wings, slam dunked in hot, medium, or mild barbecue. For the main event, sink your teeth into a savory 12-ounce New York strip. Brookins' family-friendly atmosphere is tops by a long shot. 10 Elm Street in Fort Loramie. Place your carryout now. Call the right play at 937-420-2222. Don't pass on Brookins. Hit the ground running. Order online, BrukensPub.com. We don't just build homes, we build neighborhoods. Wygant Real Estate and Development in Minster is the region's only full-service real estate building and development company. For over 44 years, Wygant has been your neighbor. We assist residents in West Central Ohio in buying, selling, and building homes, farms, and commercial and industrial properties. Our 70-lot Stonegate subdivision is one of Wygant's newest neighborhoods, located on the northeast side of Minster. Wygant is also offering lots in Park Place and Deer Crossing subdivisions, both in Minster and in Woodland subdivision in Botkins. Custom build your new home in one of our subdivisions or on your own building lot. There is no substitute for experience. We continue to provide quality and service to you, the customer. Reserve your lot today, or to sell or build your new home. Call us at 419-628-3107. Call Wygant Real Estate and Development today.
This is Jack Kramer with Chuck McBee back at New Bremen. Fort Loramie Redskins trail the red-hot New Bremen Cardinals 35-27 after two quarters. Seconds away from starting the third. Cutaway Styling Salon, 15 Elm Street in Fort Loramie, right across from Brookins. 40 years doing business. It's the place to go to get that do. Owner and stylist, Deb Gubo, Stylist Renee Mesher, Chris Siegel, Kathy Wilson. They do a wonderful job. 40 years experience at Cutaway. If you've got a particular style and you want them to create it, their experience will do just that. Open Monday through Saturday, 40 years styling at Cutaway Styling Salon. Walk into Cutaway, come out styling. That's Cutaway Styling Salon, 15 Elm Street in Fort Loramie. New Bremen with the first, second half possession. Cardinals have the ball cross court near side at Scheib. Telegraph pass for Demon, picked off by Austin Playman. Austin, of all people, out front.
He ended up there on the switch.
Woo! He came out to the top of the circle and with those long arms made the pick six and went the other way. Here is New Bremen challenging in the lane. Oh, what a dipsy-doo move by Alex Holman, twisting and turning, and he lofts in a little six-footer right in front.
Plyman picked up his third foul in that first possession of the half, so he's got to really be careful now.
Austin's got three. Ethan Kaiser's got three for Fort Loramie. New Bremen leads by eight, 37-29, 6:55 to go third quarter. Straight away, Caleb Bowers available. The shot hit the front rim, backboard came off. And I think Austin Plyman picked up number four.
He did.
Oh, that hurts. That hurts. Simply a case of being out-positioned on the inside.
It's a little inexperienced. Yeah, I mean, he's playing his real first basketball probably in the second half of the season.
Right. Team in top of the circle for New Bremen. On a weave, it goes to Dylan Bambauer. Bambauer at the elbow. Right side pass, Alex Holman. Deep right corner, jumper by Scheib, short. Flanged off the iron. And Logan Eilerman jerked down the rebound, fed it up to Werman. To Holscher, right corner, Logan. He made a long distance three in that second quarter. Left side pass, Ethan Kaiser. And off to Holscher, 6:15 to go, third quarter. New Bremen 37, Fort Loramie 29. Holscher can't penetrate the zone. Aiden Werman tries. He can't do it. Leaves it for Kaiser in the right corner. And he guns a three. Strong, weak side rebound, Cardinals. Here comes Scheib down the floor to Bambauer. Thiemann head of the key in a little bit of traffic. Tries a tough shot, a long two-pointer. Airballed it out of bounds. Bodies hit the deck below the rim. Foul on Fort Loramie.
I think they called it on Eilerman. My goodness.
Already three fouls in the first 2 minutes on Fort Loramie in the third quarter.
This guy on this I've never seen before, and so far not a huge fan.
Here's Thiemann behind the arc. Straightaway handoff to Alex Holman. Now it's Eink. Here's Thiemann behind a screen 30 feet away. Maurer jumps at him. No shot taken. Very poor pass by New Bremen. Picked off by Kaiser. Kaiser to Logan Eilerman. Running down the right side of the lane. Banked it. Missed it. No good. Stick back. Holscher. No. New Bremen's got it. Here comes Thiemann. At the elbow on the left. Gives it up to Bambauer in the deep right corner. Wants to shoot a three. Good deflection on the play by Holscher. Hustle play deluxe. No, it was Aiden Werman.
Yep.
Give credit where it's due.
And he ended up on the ball, hit him as he's laying out of bounds. That's a heck of a block of a three.
Yep, ball splattered out of bounds, but Werman's effort saved the three-point shot. Inbounds pass kicked by the Redskins. 37-29, 8-point lead for New Bremen with 5:22 to go here in the third quarter. Each team scored a bucket in this half. And again, the ball is inbounded off the back of the leg of a Fort Loramie player. Not sure that was intentionally kicked. Could have been a play on. Ball thrown to midcourt to Thiemann. To Scheib. Near side it goes to Alex Holman. Holman being pressured tightly by Holscher. Ball thrown into the lane to Eink. And it's batted, stolen by Werman of Fort Loramie. Outlet to Holscher. Redskins need a goal right here. Holscher splits a couple defenders, stops in the lane. Tied up by New Bremen, and the Cardinals take it away. Down to Thiemann. Thiemann out of control into the lane below the rim. Stripped by Fort Loramie out of bounds. 4:56 to go in the third. 37-29. 8-point lead, New Bremen. scoring pace in the last 2 minutes. Nada. It has slowed down. What do we have? Moving screen New Bremen or a push off by Fort Loramie?
I think Maurer ran over the screener.
First on Caleb. Austin Plyman's got four. Ethan Kaiser, three. 4:52 to go, third quarter. Four team fouls on Fort Loramie already in this half. Ball lobbed in for Alex Oman, deflected. New Bremen gets it back. Bambauer out of control into the lane. And Caleb Maurer appeared to be set. Bambauer ran over him, and it's called a defensive foul.
Terrible call.
Wow.
Absolutely terrible call. Took it right in the chest. The charge exactly like you're taught to take it.
I guarantee you, Chuck, 9 times out of 10, maybe 19 out of 20, that is a charge.
Ooh. Well, the 19 times it's called correctly, it's a charge. Terrible call.
Bambauer at the stripe, and he was said to be in the act of shooting to boot. So he's got a couple at the free throw line. And the Fort Loramie bench is beside itself. Foul shot by Bambauer. Spot on. 38-29. 9-point bulge for New Bremen. 5 team fouls on Fort Loramie already in this half. Second shot, Bambauer. Off the heel. Rebounding foul against Eint of New Bremen. And a Bronx cheer from the Fort Loramie section. 4:48 to go here in the third quarter. And though it seems like the differential is double digits, 12-15, it is only 9. Fort Loramie within striking range.
Yeah, they are.
If the Redskins can make a couple hoops and get stops at the other end.
They need to find some offense.
Here's Kaiser. Here's Worman, head of the key. Gets it to Caleb Maurer at the foul line in the teeth of the zone, and he's held by Bambauer. Now, was Caleb Maurer in the act of shooting? Ball was at his waist. He was trying to bring it up. The official says, nope, it's ball out of bounds.
My goodness. I don't know what he was doing then.
4 minutes, 35 seconds to go here in the third quarter. New Bremen 38, Fort Loramie 29. Teaming back on the floor now for New Bremen, along with Ben Saylor. Ball inbounded low on the right to Holscher. He splits a couple players. He's in among the tall trees. Banked it, no. Good weak side rebound by Kaiser. Kaiser to the rack, and he's walloped on the forearm. He earns 2. Good offensive perseverance there by Ethan Kaiser of the Redskins, who seem to be playing with some more energy right now.
Well, they are playing hard. I think they played hard all night. Just really struggled against this zone.
Free throw by Kaiser, short. Fouled the act of shooting, gets a second. 38-29, New Bremen. And in this half so far, Chuck, what, 5 points have been scored total?
Yes.
Kaiser again, he's got the second one. 38-30. 6 points in the third quarter, 3 each way. 4:25 to go in the period. Far left side of the floor, Saylor for New Bremen. Hand off to Alex Holman. Down inside to Hayden Zeller. Short bank shot, no good. Got the rebound back, and he is pulled on the arm. Logan Eilerman prevented an easy stick back to Zeller at the foul line for 2 shots.
Well, I think what Logan's telling the referee is he fouled me first.
Many thanks to our Fort Loramie game sponsors here on ScorersBroadcast.com. M&A Muffler and Tires, Geyer's Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram, and Tom and Jerry's Plumbing, Electric, Heating, and Air Conditioning. All in Fort Loramie. We salute them here on ScorersBroadcast.com as Zeller connects at the stripe to push the advantage out to 9, 39-30. Second free one by Zeller, couple 3 bounces. He airmails that one up and in. 40-30. 10-point spread. New Bremen in the lead. Quickly up the floor, it's Worman. Foul line, Caleb Maurer. Good look from there. And he hits it. It's a charity toss for Caleb. He nails that one. You give him that shot, it'll go down far more often than not. 40-32, New Bremen. 3:52 to go, third quarter. On the arc, Thiemann, picked up by Werman. Thiemann stops his dribble. Handoff on the play to Carter Elking. Elking behind him to Saylor. Saylor high right. And we got a couple bodies tied up in the New Bremen screen. A black jersey fouls. And it's the 1-1 for New Bremen for the final 11:37 of this game.
Well.
Zeller back to the stripe for the Cardinals. Don't forget, Goffney Furniture in Sydney's got that big blowout sale going on now. Zeller short on the shot. Couldn't connect on the first of the 1-1. Caleb Maurer pulled in the rebound, fed it up to Werman. Right corner Kaiser to Werman, near side Holscher. Zone defense shifting quickly for New Bremen. At the elbow on the left is Caleb Maurer. Goes baseline to Darren Eilerman. Then it's whipped on top to Aiden Werman. New Bremen nearly steals. Werman hustles, gets it. Ahead to Kaiser. Set shot for three. Bingo! Scattered floor. Fort Loramie took advantage. Kaiser left available, and he poured it through.
That was a great hustle by Werman that time.
Sure was. That made it all happen. Kaiser finished it 40-35. New Bremen by five. 2:48 to go, third quarter. Here's Thiemann, longest shot of the night. 33-footer short. Long rebound, snarfed off the floor by Carter Elking. He launches from out back, air ball. Redskins rebound, foul New Bremen. And to tell you what, the Cardinals build a nice lead and have been a little bit sloppy.
Well, the last three shots they've taken are not what they want to take with a five-point lead.
No. As we were saying, Goffney Furniture and Mattress Center in Sydney has prices now rock bottom. Huge inventory left over from the massive tent sale months ago. Inventory fantastic. Sofas, recliners, sectionals, mattresses, one bargain after another. Goffney Furniture, family owned and operated, four generations of Goffneys for over 80 years. We've got you covered. GoffneyFurniture.com, G-O-F-F-E-N-A, Furniture.com, West Michigan Avenue in Sydney. Here's Fort Loramie's Kaiser throwing out of the arc to Werman, and the officials look at each other, say New Bremen got a piece of it. Into backcourt it went. There was no over and back. Some New Bremen people thought there was no touch.
There was no touch. I was looking right at the ball.
And then the Cardinals commit a reach-in foul at midcourt. Five team fouls on New Bremen, seven on Fort Loramie. 2:10 to go, third quarter. Five-point lead Cardinals. Here's Kaiser 30 feet away. Now on top to Holscher. Near side to Werman. Elbow on the right. It's fed to Maurer. Back to Werman. Caleb's at the high post, more or less, against the zone. He's got it. Twisting and turning. Short. Good defense by New Bremen. On the dead run down the floor, it's Ben Saylor. Saylor hounded on the far side by Werman. Ball rotated near side to Saylor. He's available for the three try. It caroms out into the right corner, and the Redskins own the rebound. Minute 34 to go, third quarter, and Corey Britton, head coach of Fort Loramie, gets a timeout. Redskins within five. New Bremen has not built on the lead, and Fort Loramie sneaked back within striking distance late in the third quarter. Five-point edge, Cardinals on scorersbroadcast.com.
Your number one resource for electrical, industrial, and energy-efficient products and services is Dickman Supply. We've got the premium products you need for lighting control, decorative lighting, and standby generators. Dickman Supply, large enough to offer competitive pricing plus an expanded inventory, but small enough to be personable and flexible to meet your needs. Hundreds of brands, four locations, one solution in Sydney, Salina, Greenville, and Marysville. DickmanSupply.com.
1 minute, 34 seconds to go here in the third quarter. 40-35. Fort Loramie trails. Redskins have the ball. A chance to shave off a couple, three more points of that Cardinals bulge. It was 35-27. New Bremen at halftime. It's been an 8-5 third quarter in favor of Fort Loramie. Here's Ethan Kaiser, 30 feet away, doubled. Down, New Bremen relents a little bit. Hand off to Werman. Cross court to Holscher. Left corner, Kaiser. baseline left, it's Eilerman. Redskins offense pretty much well out away from the basket all night. Skip pass, cross court for Kaiser. Look out! Good! Kaiser! Woo! He nails a bomb.
That was really good ball movement against the zone that time.
Sure was. It was crisp. And they found Kaiser open at Fort Loramie. And New Bremen makes a real bad pass. Error. Floor mistake, Cardinals, and now Fort Loramie within two at 40-38 with 52 to go in the third has a chance to tie or take the lead. Who would have thought?
Well, they've had a really good streak right here, both ends of the floor.
Tell you what, Chuck, New Bremen has not been able to stand prosperity too much tonight.
I think something a little bit, they haven't found a real good combination.
And you know what? I think that David Holman has missed.
Yeah, he's a good basketball player, no doubt.
He's that cohesive element. If you need somebody to take the ball and gut it out and go to the rim, he'll do it for you. 28 seconds to go, third quarter. Fort Loramie dribbling away clock. Down but two. Aiden Werman, Caleb Maurer near midcourt. Flips it far side to Kaiser. Back to Maurer. Fort Loramie possessing the ball, patient with it. 14, 13, 12 to go. Holscher top of the key now to Kaiser. Down to 9, 8. Caleb's got to do something. Pick up a Scheib. Left side Holscher available. Three try. Swish! Swish! Holscher from 30 feet to end the third quarter. And would you believe Redskins have a one-point edge after 24 minutes, 41-40. Back-to-back trifectas, Kaiser and Holscher to close out the third on scoresbroadcast.com.
Need a convenient means of traveling a few blocks around town on a street-legal golf cart? How about in the campgrounds or on your own property? Brunson Welding and Golf Carts has the perfect golf cart for you. Many colors and styles, gas and battery-powered, street-legal carts and maintenance carts for your business. Reconditioned inside and out, like brand new. Or if you need parts or want your current cart serviced, let Brunson know. A few thousand people in West Central Ohio own a street legal golf cart from Brunson Welding and Golf Carts. See the big selection of convenient carts at 13377 State Route 29 Anna in beautiful downtown McCartyville. Check out the golf carts on Facebook too. Call 937-726-3971. Brunson Welding and Custom Golf Carts. We make it even more convenient by delivering right to your doorstep a customized street legal golf cart from Brunson.
You know, we are a favorite of the home crowd in Botkins and those that come to us from towns all around. We're Myers Tavern, 303 North Main in Botkins, known at noon and at night for pizza, subs, sandwiches, salads, and wings. We've got a full menu. You can be sure you'll always find something you want to eat as a snack or as a full meal. Breakfast starts at 6. Omelets are great. Terrific strip loin steak at night. Proud to be a local casual hangout. We welcome you for any meal of the day. That's Myers Tavern in Botkins. Drop on by, have a seat, and have a burger from Myers. Phone 937-693-8271. Place your carryout order, 693-8271. Myers Tavern, 303 North Main in Botkins. We bet you won't find better. 7:31 to go, fourth quarter. Fort Loramie starts the fourth with pitch and catch on the arc. Fort Loramie in the lead by a point. Here's a herky-jerky move by Caleb Maurer in the post, and he hits it. Nice shot. Up and over, Ike in the paint. Well done by Caleb. That's the Redskins' objective. Get it to Caleb Maurer inside the teeth of that zone where he can do some damage. And Fort Loramie's got the lead now, 43-40. Three-point edge, having outscored New Bremen by 11 here in the second half. We've got a hooking foul called against Fort Loramie. Redskins almost had a swipe. Logan Eilerman picks up number three. He's got three. Austin Plyman, four. Ethan Kaiser, three.
Yep.
Eight fouls on Fort Loramie here in the second half. 1-1 for Tiemann. Well, New Bremen is in a similar position as the Cardinals were on Saturday. Free throw by Tiemann, front rim, back rim, he's got it. 43-41 Fort Loramie. New Bremen had to make free throws to win the game over the last 10 to 12 minutes on Saturday night versus Jackson Center. They simply missed too many here. Tiemann pumps in a pair, and it's 43-42. Fort Loramie's lead is one. Redskins have the ball in the half court. Ball rifled down low on the left to Logan Eilerman, and he's belted from the backside. Went up strong for a close-in banker, and he's got two free throws coming.
Boy, Werman found him on the block down there. Another great entry pass.
That was a BB thrown by Aiden Werman. He whistled that one, and Eilerman was blasted on the shoulder in the act of shooting. Two free throws for him. Foul shot by Logan. Good. 44-42 Fort Loramie. And both teams are in the 1-1 from here on. And New Bremen is a couple fouls from a double bonus. Free throws will be very critical again down the stretch.
Yeah, Loramie's got the five kids now scoring up around 7-8 points. And Maurer's got 18, so they're starting to get some help.
Yep, Logan Eilerman short on the second free throw. And a little undercutting by Fort Loramie on the rebound attempt. That's not a player control foul. We go to the other end, and New Bremen has got the 1-1.
They called it on Werman, and that is his third.
And that's 9 this half on the Redskins. 6:45 to go, fourth quarter. At the line, Alex Holman, New Bremen Cardinals, and he's got it. 44-43. 1-point lead Fort Loramie, which had sneaked ahead 43-40. And now the second free throw by Holman lips the rim. Big time battle for the rebound, low on the left. It's off New Bremen, the officials say. New Bremen fans boo.
That was the key. The officials said it was off them.
Here comes Fort Loramie to midcourt, up one, 44-43, 6:39 to go. Here in the fourth quarter of this game, another nip and tuck battle at the New Bremen gym. Caleb Maurer, 30 feet away, being chased by Alex Holman. Down the left side to Holscher. You get the feeling, Chuck, that the Redskins will have to count on someone else for a few points in the fourth quarter in addition to Maurer.
Yeah, and they've gone man now, so they're...
Interesting. Yeah, man-to-man defense by New Bremen. Here's Holscher, 30 feet away. Head coach Corey Britton lets everyone know. Kaiser's got the ball 30 feet out. Bounce pass left corner, Logan Eilerman. Back outside to Ethan Kaiser. Kaiser, baseline left. Good feet on the play to Eilerman. Overshoots. What a rebound inside by Holscher. On the arc to Caleb Maurer. Bombs away. Short. Oh, what a rebound by Eilerman. Oh, what a play. Oh, what a play. That might be the offensive rebound stick-back of the season here on ScoresBroadcast.com. Logan Eilerman falling to his keister on the hardwood, gathered that rebound, ripped it away from a New Bremen player, flipped it up toward the backboard. It kissed in off the window, rolled around, whistle blew, shot went down, foul called at the stripe. Logan Eilerman, a chance to push Fort Loramie to a 4-point lead. And he does. He swishes.
My goodness, that was an amazing rebound.
Offensive rebound of the year, Chuck. Gets my vote.
In the top two.
47-43 in favor of Fort Loramie with 5:42 to go in the fourth.
Boy, this game has turned, hasn't it?
Maybe Trace Jackson Davis has got one rebound better. New Bremen trying to tackle this tight Fort Loramie man-to-man. Teeman attempting to get free, top of the circle.
Pass.
Oh, what a good pass.
Wow.
Oh, he flipped it to Ben Saylor. From around his right ear, Teeman let that ball go. And Ben Saylor was cutting through the paint underneath the Fort Loramie defense. Caught it in shallow and scored. 47-45. Fort Loramie by 2. 5 minutes to go in this game. Holscher foul line for the Redskins. Almost walked. Gave it up to Caleb Maurer. And he gets hands in the back. And Caleb Maurer will shoot the 1-1 for Fort Loramie, which is ahead by 2 with 5:01 to go in the fourth quarter.
I don't think the officials know it's Tuesday night. You're not supposed to call 100 fouls.
Yeah, tomorrow's a work
day. It's a school night.
It's a school night. It's a work day tomorrow.
Yeah, I might have to call in sick.
Yep, again, free throws, so critical. 1-1, Caleb Maurer, and he pumps it up and in. Fort Loramie ahead by 3, 48-45, 5:01 to go in the fourth.
We got Plyman back in the game. He's got 4 fouls, but he just has to play hard. If he gets his fifth, he gets his fifth.
Right. And Caleb Maurer sinks each toss at the charity stripe. And he's up to 23?
20.
20 even for Caleb Maurer. 4-point lead Redskins. Here is Saylor in the post for New Bremen. And he started to go up, came down, whistled for a violation.
Double dribble.
He could have been called for one of a couple things. Redskins bottled him up in the paint. Good defense before Loramie. And now the Redskins, ahead before, have a chance to build on the edge.
One of the strangest changes in a game atmosphere that I think I've seen.
4:38 to go in this game. It's got the Tuesday night feeling to it. Here's Caleb Maurer, baseline right for Fort Loramie. Good! Nice pass by Darren Eilerman. Maurer shook free. Good stroke. Quick three other in by New Bremen. Countering is Alex Holman from downtown. Alex Holman quickly comes down the floor. And he jettisons in a three ball to make it a 51-48 game in favor of Fort Loramie. 4:22 left. Timeout called on scoresbroadcast.com.
Fall in love with Frisch's new hand-battered chicken tenders. Made with all the TLC we could fit into a tender. Each delicious tender is hand-battered in our special recipe, then cooked to order. For extra crispy chicken on the outside and oh-so-tender all-white meat inside. So dip them, crunch them, fall in love with our new hand-battered chicken tenders. Oh, yeah.
Get 3 hand-battered chicken tenders plus fries for only $7.99. Available on DoorDash and Uber Eats.
What's your favorite thing at Frisch's in Troy, Tip City, and Sydney?
The score is Fort Loramie 51, New Bremen 48. New Bremen led for the first 2.5 quarters of this game, maybe almost 3, and Fort Loramie surged ahead very late in the third.
Right.
Owned a 6-point edge, did Fort Loramie seconds ago, until that trifecta by New Bremen. And it's a 3-point game when you're the 4-minute mark.
Well, they had 35 at the half. They scored 13 in the second half.
Good defense by Fort Loramie, which, commits an offensive foul away from the basketball.
That's
and is that
Plyman.
Austin Plyman's fifth? It sure is. Tell you what, Austin Plyman tonight, unfortunately, about what, 2.5 to 3 minutes per foul?
Yeah, he's had a few of them. That one I didn't see, but I don't know what they're doing. They got a sub at the bench, let him in and take him out.
4:07 to go in the fourth, 51-48 Fort Loramie. Plyman setting a moving screen just beyond the foul stripe, and New Bremen will bring it down the floor. The Cardinals have Cooper Scheib out front along with Ben Saylor. Tiemann is in the far corner. Evan Ike's got it now. Ball laid off into the deep right corner for Alex Holman. Rotated around on top to Scheib. Picked up by Darren Eilerman of Fort Loramie. At the elbow on the left, it's Saylor. And it's swiped on the play by Fort Loramie. Here's a stop-and-go move. Hesitation, Caleb Maurer.
Wow.
Oh, pretty. Oh, pretty.
My goodness.
Ooh-wee. Wow. That was sparkling. 53-48, Fort Loramie by 5. 3.5 to go in the fourth quarter. Fadeaway team and foul line, New Bremen.
Lot of rim.
It goes in. Soft touch, feather-like for Tiemann.
There'll be a battle. Tiemann and Maurer down the stretch.
53-50, Fort Loramie. 3:15 to go in the fourth quarter. Baseline right, Maurer. He avoids the double team. Loops it cross-court to Logan Eilerman, who fires a bullet down low to the cutting Darren Eilerman. And too aggressive on the defense by New Bremen. Team foul 9 on New Bremen, 1-1 for Darren. I was joking with New Bremen athletic director Chad Wells before the game, Chuck. I said, well, we had 3 overtimes Saturday. Will we get 1 or 2 at least tonight? And Chad laughed and said, yeah, it's a school night, work day tomorrow. We probably will.
Yeah, well, this has been a heck of a basketball game. New Bremen in the first half looked unbeatable. Loramie in the second half has really turned it around.
Darren Eilerman's free throw hits every centimeter of the rim and comes off. Here comes New Bremen blazing a trail down the floor. Oh, what a block. Caleb Maurer swats and over the head shot from the backpedaling Tiemann out of bounds. And New Bremen gets a full timeout. 3 minutes to go here in the fourth. And Fort Loramie clings to a 3-point edge, 53-50. We'll take a break on scoresbroadcast.com.
From fire alarms to phone systems to access control to video surveillance, SecureCom and Minster does it all. SecureCom finds solutions to push the limits of today's technology for tomorrow's world. Leave it to the experts. We'll show you the pros of going pro. And at SecureCom and Minster, we'll design a system that's efficient and affordable. We'll help you maintain your security investment to work properly for years to come. SecureCom in Minster, 307 West 1st. Inquire online at securcom.com. SecureCom, your pros in protection.
Are you looking for work? Well, you better let Spherion go to work for you. S-P-H-E-R-I-O-N, Spherion, a national recruiting and staffing leader with a local focus on putting you on the job and in a career. Right now, Spherion is hiring for many different kinds of positions, including general laborers and clerical associates who earn up to $24 per hour, GED not required. Here's New Bremen inbounding down to three, angling across the lane. It's Ike. Ike in traffic, lays one up on the rim. It comes off. Rebound Alex Holman, no. Foul. New Bremen climbed the ladder over the back.
Yeah, that was a good call.
And it's not player control, so that means we shoot the double bonus at the other end. What a turn of events. New Bremen missed the close-in shot to cut it to one, and now Fort Loramie with two free throws could nudge it back out to five. Shot by Logan Eilerman is heavy. It hit the back frame.
This is not what you want to see right now. They missed the front end of the one-on-one, and now they've missed the front end of two.
Second one by Logan on the way. Oh, he pulled the string, left it way short. Here comes New Bremen to midcourt, down by only three. 2 minutes, 50 seconds to go in the fourth quarter. It has been a 15-point second half for the Cardinals. The offense has stalled out. Fort Loramie, much better D here in the second half. Good pass out high by Tiemann. Tiemann peered down inside, found the cutting Alex Holman. The ball was whipped to him. He turned, faded from 8 feet, and was tagged on the wrist. A couple free throws coming for Alex Holman of New Bremen. Good pass.
Good pass and a correct call. He did get hit on the arm.
And Tiemann was well out near the Cardinal logo. Spotted Alex Holman. And he threw him a seed. First free throw good by Alex Holman to make it 53-51. Second shot by Holman way short. Caleb Maurer reaches high, and he stabs the rebound. Fort Loramie led 51-45 with 4.5 to go in the game. New Bremen had 8 and 9 point leads in the first half. Can't recall if the Cardinals ever went up 10.
They did.
I thought so, at least once. 2:16 to go, fourth quarter. Fort Loramie 53, New Bremen 51. Redskins whip the ball around the arc, over guarding against the Cardinals. Double bonus, keep it in the hands of Caleb Maurer. Caleb way up in the high 70 percentile range at the free throw line. Excuse me. Boy, he's got a couple big ones here. Double bonus, shot way, way short. Okay, Fort Loramie doing itself no favors at the charity stripe.
No, that's three in a row that didn't have a chance.
2:14 to go in the fourth, 53-51 Fort Loramie. Caleb Maurer, one dribble, second shot. It is front rim, crawled over and in. He got
shooter's touch.
Yeah, he got a fortunate bounce. 3-point edge, Fort Loramie, 54-51. 2 minutes to go in the game. Oh, shaking loose, baseline right. It is Ike for New Bremen, and the ball's popped in the air by Fort Loramie, and the Redskins have it. It has been a sloppy second half for the New Bremen Cardinals. Much more alert and tenacious has been Fort Loramie's D. Here's Holscher into the top of the circle with a minute 40 to go, and Fort Loramie nursing a 54-51 edge. Here's Kaiser, top of the key, foul line. Hits a cutter coming in from the left wing. Eilerman gets the pass, and Logan kisses it in off the window. Well-designed half-court play, spreading the floor. Logan Eilerman got the bucket.
Right back
and New Bremen right back at you. Dylan Bambauer for two. Timeout called. A minute 21 to go in the fourth. 56-53 in favor of Fort Loramie. As we were saying a moment ago, Spherion is a national recruiting and staffing leader, Spherion, office on Ohio Avenue in Sydney. Also offices in Bellefontaine, Kenton, St. Mary's, Lima, and Findlay. Go to ApplyOhio.com. Register today, ApplyOhio.com. Spherion, it works, Spherion, Spherion. Jackson Pharmacy and Wellness, 101 East Pike in Jackson Center, does it all and very well, too. A full line of prescriptions, easy for me to say, and over-the-counters, plus local delivery to Jackson Center and Botkins. Medications packaged by day and time. Walk-in flu and virus vaccines from 2 to 5 Monday to Friday, 10 to 12:30 on Saturday. Phone 937-596-8100. Jackson Pharmacy and Wellness in Jackson Center. In-store shopping, curbside pickup. Jackson Pharmacy and Wellness doing everything well to keep you well. Well, Fort Loramie doesn't get it to midcourt. New Bremen steals and makes a three. Ben Saylor got the loose ball near midcourt, took four steps into half court, and hoisted in a triple. We're tied at 56. Could we be headed to overtime like Saturday night?
Well, I'll tell you, I have no idea why Loramie did not call a timeout.
Here's Caleb Maurer entering the top of the circle. Hand off to Logan Eilerman in the left corner. He jacks up a triple hastily. It's no good off the flange, and the Cardinals have the board. Tied at 56, 43 ticks to go in the game. Ball thrown on top to Tiemann. Tiemann 40 feet away. Caleb Maurer on him. Yeah, Fort Loramie didn't get a timeout called and took a quick three-point shot.
Well, they had three timeouts left. They couldn't get the ball inbounded, and they threw it away. They needed to call a timeout.
Here's New Bremen, deep left corner, long three ball. Bangs off the back iron. Cardinals get the long rebound, though. Saylor tracked it down. Carter Elkin chucked it up there. Might have been ill-advised, although he was available. But the long board went to the Cardinals. Another timeout called. 17.9 to go. We're tied at 56. And really, with a minute left in the game, who would have thought Fort Loramie would be in this predicament in the final 17 seconds?
Well, yeah. I mean, they've got to play defense on this inbounds play. They're going to take a last shot. They're going to shoot the ball with about 4 seconds to go, 5 seconds, give themselves a chance for a putback. Loramie's got to make sure they play defense on the arc and secure the rebound.
Yep, if New Bremen doesn't score and this game closes out as a tie, this New Bremen gym will be nicknamed what? Overtime Center?
Yeah, it's got a real possibility.
Three overtimes Saturday night. Jackson Center eked it out, 58-55. Similar score right now this evening. Fort Loramie 56, New Bremen 56. With just over four to play, Fort Loramie possessed a six-point lead, 51-45. Both teams in the double bonus. You cannot afford to foul. 17.9 remaining. And New Bremen got a loose ball rebound after a missed shot and called timeout. That's why the Cardinals will throw it in below the rim. And Fort Loramie looks things over. Head coach Corey Britton of the Redskins gets a timeout call. You know, for a brand to stand out, it must not be perceived like any other store or website. It must be trusted by its customers. Well, that's the case with Allen Ball Insurance in Jackson Center and insurance agents Greg and Ryan Woolley, offering individual and personalized service and attention that you trust and need to be assured you are properly insured. Whether it's your farm, home, car, or business, and in Shelby, Auglaize, or Logan County, or anywhere in Ohio, Allen Ball is an independent insurance firm which offers coverage through several companies like Ohio Mutual Insurance Group. Ohio Mutual retains that small-town location and values on which it was founded. It's a leader in property and casualty insurance. Give Alan Ball and Greg or Ryan Woolley a call at 937-596-6712. They'll be more than happy to meet with you, to get to know you, and understand your insurance needs. It's a three-generation insurance business that customers trust and count on. AllenBaughInsurance.com, AlenBaugh, 105 East Pike in Jackson Center, doing business over 55 years, in person with a handshake. New Bremen inbounds out near midcourt, 15 seconds to go in the game. We're tied at 56 with the ball. Ben Saylor, high right to Alex Holman, 8 seconds to go. Tiemann's got it, 35 feet away. Tiemann against Caleb Maurer. Handoff on the arc to Alex Holman. Holman in the top of the circle. Ball's tapped away. Goes to midcourt. Picked up by Saylor. He got the rolling ball and let it fly from the timeline way off the mark. And that offensive set for New Bremen is aborted. And guess what? We've got another overtime. It's our fourth since Saturday evening here at the New Bremen gym. Overtime, Fort Loramie and New Bremen. We'll be back in a moment. 56-56 deadlock on scoresbroadcast.com.
You'll be all smiles when you see super deals on new and pre-owned vehicles at Geyer's Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram in Fort Loramie with special customer pricing. When Gus Geyer established Geyer's in 1922, he greeted everyone with a smile and great customer service. He's still smiling today because three generations of Geyer's have done business the same way since. See the new Chrysler's, Dodges, Jeeps, and Rams at Geyer's in Fort Loramie and see them online at GAIERSinc.com.
Oh, this New Bremen gym is known as a place of excitement, thrilling games, and overtime clashes. We had three on Saturday night, one this evening. Fort Loramie 56, New Bremen 56, as we start the first four-minute overtime session. And you heard me say we start the first of 4 minutes because I think we'll probably have a second one, too. Your number one resource for electrical, industrial, and energy-efficient products and services, Dickman Supply. We've got four warehouses that stock hundreds of brands. Dickman's got the premium products you need for lighting control, decorative lighting, and standby generators. Our reputation of reliability makes your choice easy. Dickman Supply, large enough to offer competitive pricing, plus an expanded inventory, small enough to be personable and flexible to meet your needs. Hundreds of brands, four locations, one solution in Sydney, Salina, Greenville, and Marysville. DickmanSupply.com. Well, New Bremen won the tap to start the first four-minute session. They work it inside to Dylan Bambauer. Left-handed shovel shot from his knees. No good. Rebound down to Fort Loramie. And pressured in backcourt as Holscher. Stolen by Tiemann. Tiemann steals. Quick baseline J is in and out. In and out. Rebound New Bremen over the back against the Cardinals. Foul, Alex Holman. And man, oh man, that was iffy. And the New Bremen partisan crowd dislikes the call.
That was not a good call.
And at the line for Fort Loramie, Aiden Worman, double bonus. We're tied at 56.
10 of 18 from the free throw line. 6 of 12 in the second half.
Free throw by Worman, way off the mark. So what's Fort Loramie for the game now, Chuck?
10 of 19 now.
56-56 deadlock. New Bremen outscored Fort Loramie down the stretch of regulation over the last 4 minutes to the tune of 11-5. Second free throw by Worman, way shy of the mark. It glanced off the front rim. Fort Loramie led 51-45 with just over four to go. New Bremen got it deadlocked at the end of regulation time. And here at midcourt, New Bremen Saylor loops it out of bounds into the New Bremen bench. The official on the far side says Fort Loramie got a piece of it. I don't think a soul touched that ball.
It was just a terrible pass.
Oh, it's tough to call right now. Every decision lurking big. And New Bremen inbounds. Good overplay by Fort Loramie's Logan Eilerman. Eilerman on the steal. 3 minutes to go in the fourth quarter. Fort Loramie 56, New Bremen 56. We had three overtimes Saturday night. How many this evening? Here's Ethan Kaiser on the arc for Fort Loramie. He's nearly tied up. Gets the ball away to Holscher. Holscher was in a meat grinder for a second. He got rid of it to Caleb Maurer. There goes Caleb on the loose down the lane. Lost the ball. Fort Loramie got it back. And head coach Corey Britton gets a timeout. 2 minutes, 40 seconds left to go here in the fourth. And we're even up at 56 apiece. We'll try to search in the stands here, Chuck, for a Fort Loramie Marion local girls final score. Haven't heard one, but certainly somebody's aware of it. Are you looking for an extraordinary dining experience at home? Well, the Anna Market's at your service. You see, Chairman's Reserve Meats provide the finest Angus beef and high-quality pork cuts to offer you an extraordinary eating experience. And the Anna Market is the only market around that serves you Chairman's Reserve. Yep, the very best for the best like you. Furthermore, the Anna Market offers delicious homemade salads and always fresh produce for your entree from the Anna Market. Choose from the finest Angus beef and high-quality pork cuts. Between the marbling and rich flavor of their prime and premium beef and the tenderness and versatility of prime and premium pork, the strict standards of Chairman's Reserve Meats guarantee an excellent eating experience. Dine at home. Make it extraordinary. Shop at the Anna Market, serving the very best for the best like you. Thanks to our Fort Loramie game sponsors with us each and every Fort Loramie contest. There are three: M&A Muffler and Tires, Dyer's Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram, and Tom and Jerry's Plumbing, Electric, Heating, and Air Conditioning in Fort Loramie. They are with us each and every Fort Loramie contest all year long. 2 minutes and 40 seconds to go in the first overtime. Nobody scored in this initial four-minute session. 56-56 tie. Redskins have the ball. Head coach Corey Britton had called a timeout. Let's see what is set up. Worman's got the ball, top of the key. Handoff 30 feet out to Kaiser. Back to Worman. Right corner, Holscher. Holscher to Logan Eilerman straight away. Ethan Kaiser's got it on the arc. Kaiser fends off a defensive man. Hands to Worman. Back to Kaiser. Open look. Three-point land. It's good! Ethan Kaiser buries one.
Nice.
Good ball rotation. Absolutely. Nice assist by Aiden Worman. He got the ball to Ethan, and he shook free. Here's a near steal at midcourt by Caleb Maurer of Fort Loramie. Redskins lead up to three, 59-56, halfway through the first overtime. David Holman, not in uniform tonight. He was shaken up fairly late in the game against Jackson Center on Saturday. Looked like a lower leg injury of some kind.
Yep, and I'll tell you, right now, New Bremen running fresh people, and Loramie has got to play the same five, and they played the same five almost the whole second half.
Both teams in the double bonus. Quick pass down the right side of the floor for New Bremen. Ben Saylor on top to Scheib, teaming off a screen, almost let it go. Far right flank to Hayden Zeller. On a dish to Alex Holman. Holman carves out space in the lane. Awkward shot. Bouncing off. No good. Rebound Fort Loramie. Up the three. 90 seconds to go in the fourth. Redskins shoot for win number 16 tonight. Hope to go 6-1 against the MAC on the year. Deep in the left corner, it's Worman. High post to Kaiser. Kaiser's doubled, and his arm is grabbed. Ethan Kaiser is at the stripe for two. Double bonus situation here for Fort Loramie.
Starting the game 2-for-2 in the first quarter. Loramie is now 8 of 18 from the free throw line after the first quarter.
Well, right now these pair here are the biggest. And Ethan Kaiser loops it up. A lot of rim. It goes in.
He's got 11 now. Eilerman's got 11. Maurer's got 25.
And Caleb's got just enough balance to enable Fort Loramie to go on an offensive bust out here in the second half. Both free throws, Ethan Kaiser, are good. And Fort Loramie leads by 5, 61-56. And here's Aiden Werman. He got caught in a pickle 25 feet from the rim. He was between two New Bremen players. And Aiden stuck his hand in the cookie jar.
Yep.
Slapped somebody on the wrist. He commits a foul. Double bonus, Alex Holman of New Bremen. That's the last thing the Redskins wanted for New Bremen to score points with the clock stopped.
And you don't want to foul Holman either.
1:11 to go in the OT. Cardinals set to make three changes. And the free throw by Holman curls out to the left. No good. 61-56 Fort Loramie. 71 seconds to go in the first OT. Jackson Center beat New Bremen here on Saturday night. 58-55 in three overtimes. We're in our first this evening. Second shot by Alex Holman is perfect. 61-57, Redskins by four. 71 ticks left in the clock, 10 players in backcourt. And inbounding is Aiden Werman for the Redskins. Gets it to Kaiser. Kaiser's under his own basket. He's tripped as he dribbles up the floor. Good call by the referee.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, Bambauer fell to the ground and got his leg tied up with Kaiser's. Down he went. Double bonus for Ethan.
Inadvertent foul, but still a foul. Because if you don't call the foul, then you got to call a travel. So you have no choice.
Yep. Contact was made. New Bremen gained an advantage.
Bambauer just fouled out.
Yep, he did. Austin Plyman's fouled out for Fort Loramie. Kaiser's playing with how many?
Kaiser's playing with three, I think.
He's played with three for a long while. And who else has got four? Logan Otterman?
No, nobody else has more than three.
Here is Kaiser at the line for the Redskins, and he nails the foul shot.
Boy, what a second half he's having.
And Kaiser's hit three clutch free throws in a row to inch Fort Loramie's lead out to five.
He's got 13 all in the second half.
62-57, 63-57. Redskins lead, a minute left in the OT. Cardinals not fouling the right person. New Bremen up the floor. It's Alex Holman on a weave out back to Ben Saylor to Tiemann. Tiemann tries to stagger past a couple black shirts, and Caleb Maurer is saying, I was just standing here. He bumped me as he went by.
He kind of stuck a hand out. I don't have a problem with this one. I mean, they've called it this close all night.
Yeah. I think we've probably had, Chuck, darn near 50 fouls called in this game.
Yeah.
25 each half.
Yeah, there's been a bunch.
We've been over the limit of 10, double bonus, for a while already. It is double bonus. New Bremen down 6, 55.7 to go in the overtime. Free throw by Hayden Zeller is pure. All net. He swished it. 63-58 Fort Loramie. Second shot by Hayden Zeller. 1, 2, 3 dribbles. It's in the air. It is good again. 63-59. Fort Loramie's lead is down to 4. Ike back on the floor for Zeller, for New Bremen. But the official flipped the ball to Aiden Werman out of bounds, and Werman couldn't hang on. That's not a turnover, is it?
No, cheerleader was open. She caught the ball.
Here's Werman into the floor, flipped it up the left side to Eilerman. We had six players in backcourt, three white jerseys, pressure applied. Here's Caleb Maurer, 70 feet away. He's in trouble to Kaiser near midcourt. Redskins running out of time, and Corey Britton gets a timeout. Boy, the count was up to about, what, 8.5, Chuck?
It had to be close. That was a good timeout. You got to be awake on that sideline, and that's why you have 12 assistant coaches. So that's an exaggeration, but they got a bunch.
Well, we've got, less than a minute to go in the first OT. 63-59 in favor of Fort Loramie. Redskins possession at midcourt. You know, there's never been a better time to experience Mutual Federal in Sidney, Pickler, and Troy. You see, we've got what you need. Whether you are looking for a commercial loan for your business, applying for your first mortgage, or searching for a checking account, with the modern conveniences of online and mobile banking, let Mutual Federal offer you the perfect solution with a full range of products and services that help manage your finances. Open an account or apply for a loan today. To get started, just visit MutualFederal.com. Mutual Federal, a division of First Bank Richmond, serving the communities of Sydney, Piqua, and Troy since 1922. Member FDIC, equal housing member. 45.8 to go in the first overtime. Fort Loramie leads by 4, 63-59 over New Bremen.
Going to have to be strong with the ball and going to have to make free throws.
Both teams in the double bonus. Holscher inbounds to Caleb Maurer, and right away he's sandwiched, pitched by two players. Oh, he got away with a big-time walk. He took three or four steps in the lane. Oh, my goodness, he made a six-footer. Athletic play, only Caleb Maurer could do it, but the officials ignored a clear-cut big-time walk. Caleb says, no, I didn't. No,
oh,
I didn't.
Oh, it was perfect. He said I was a Euro step.
Euro steps, plural. 65-59. Fort Loramie leads by 6. 29.4 to go.
Caleb got 27.
He had 33 against Coldwater on Saturday. New Bremen has it knocked out of bounds at midcourt. Here's Thiemann up the floor. Outside the arc, 30-footer. Thiemann, short, no good. Rebound, Logan Eilerman. 21 seconds to go. Hand off to Maurer in backcourt. Up the right side to Aiden Worman. To Kaiser. Kaiser to the timeline, held from behind by Zeller. That's not the man to foul. Kaiser's been hot here in the OT. 15.2 to go. Fort Loramie up 6. About the time I thought Caleb Maurer was going to shoot the ball after having picked up his dribble 2 steps ago. He took 2 more steps. But he'll take it. Athletic play. Only could Caleb Maurer, Chuck, make that look so error-free. He was smooth doing it.
Yeah. But Ethan Kaiser has 15 points in the second half. All these points in the second half.
He has money at the stripe. Makes one here. Makes another one. Ethan Kaiser has been stellar all night long. Deadly at the free throw line. 8-point lead Fort Loramie. Long Hail Mary 3 by Ink of New Bremen. Way short. 6 seconds left. Rebound Redskins. Forecourt right. Caleb Maurer dribbles it out, and that will do it. Fort Loramie victorious in OT over New Bremen, 67-59. Final difference, 8 in favor of Fort Loramie. New Bremen led by 8, 35-27 at the halftime break. What a victory by Fort Loramie. Hey, don't forget, this coming weekend here on scoresbroadcast.com, do you know a Fort Loramie Marion local girls final?
Overtime
in process now. My goodness. How about that? Fort Loramie
Marion. To get there?
Overtime at Maria Stein at Fort Loramie and Marion local girls. Overtime here tonight at New Bremen. 67-59, the Fort Loramie boys pull it out of the fire. Fort Loramie and Rushi on Friday night. Airtime 6:55. A tip-off about 7:30 on Friday evening. And then on Saturday night, we stay right there at Rushi, which entertains Marion local. Airtime 6:55. Tip at 7:30 on Saturday night. Those are our upcoming games. Keep abreast of the scoresbroadcast.com website. We will provide you with a tournament schedule once we get to this coming weekend. We'll have games from the Piqua Boys D4. We'll have nights available to follow the Sydney Girls in Division 1, the Anna Girls in Division 3. I'm not sure if we can pick off an Anna Division 3 Boys tournament game. We will try. But that's the upcoming outlook. Again, keep abreast on our scoresbroadcast.com website for tournament schedule. And regular season games on Friday and Saturday feature Fort Loramie at Rushi on Friday and Marion Local at Rushi on Saturday. 2 superb boys games coming up this weekend, and then the tournament in full force thereafter. Chuck, you want to take a short break, then return to wrap it up? We'll be back in a minute. Fort Loramie triumphant in overtime over New Bremen tonight by 8 points on scoresbroadcast.com.
Eilerman Construction in Fort Loramie will customize your building needs in a way that's absolutely unmatched.
Eilerman did a wonderful job. They came in, they sat down, my wife and I, and created an addition and a remodeling plan that included over 500 square feet of new master bedroom, master bathroom with a big soaking tub and walk-in shower, and a beautiful closet, my wife's favorite place to be.
Homeowner Ryan Schultze said Eilerman Construction worked closely with him and his wife, just like Eilerman Construction will for you, step by step by step.
We also remodeled over 1,000 square feet. Mm-hmm. Eilerman's attention to detail was amazing. They installed a couple hundred feet of new dark cherry trim and cherry doors to match.
Eilerman Construction is known for outstanding customer service and a personal touch.
From Jill in the front office to Dan, Mark, Scott, and Nick Eilerman to Greg Heilers, they were all so personable and very highly skilled at their jobs.
Dan Eilerman Construction is a four-decade, two-generation business dedicated primarily to residential construction. You will be satisfied.
Expert craftsmanship, such a beautiful look, finished on time, and it was even finished below budget.
Online at daneilerman.com.
And welcome back to New Bremen, the scene of overtimes in consecutive games. On Saturday night, Jackson Center from the Shelby County Athletic League defeated New Bremen by a score of 58-55 in three OTs. Tonight, Fort Loramie comes from behind, down by 10 in the first half, but 9 and 8 on a few occasions, trailed by 8 at the halftime break. Went up by 6 midway through the fourth at Fort Loramie. And wound up even with New Bremen at the end of 4. And then the Redskins pulled away to win it in that 4-minute overtime session. Final tally, Chuck, what, 67-59?
Yes, sir.
Let's take a look at the numbers, the stats, and award our Clancy's stars of this game.
Well, Loramie had a 29-21 rebounding advantage and 9-5 on the offensive boards. Loramie turned it 10 times in the first half, twice in the second. New Bremen turned it 4 times in the first half, 9 in the second. Ended up 13-12 turnovers. New Bremen 19-27 from the free throw line. Loramie 16-26. And let's give credit to Ethan Kaiser, 6-for-6 in the overtime shooting free throws. That kid was tough. New Bremen individual scoring. Alex Homan had 14, and then they had Saylor with 11, Zeller with 11, Thiemann with 11. I'm going to go with Homan, Alex Homan, as my player of the game for New Bremen. On the other side, Caleb Maurer, 27 points. Ethan Kaiser, 16, all in the second half and overtime.
Wow.
11 points for Logan Eilerman. They got 7 from Austin Blyman, who wasn't out there much but played really well when he was.
Yep.
And 6 for Ryan Holster, including a huge 3 that gave him the lead for the first time at the end of the third quarter. I'm going to go with Maurer and Kaiser as my Clancy's players of game for the Redskins.
Good choices for certain. 8-point win by Fort Loramie. Come-from-behind style in overtime. Clancy's, Wapak Avenue in Sydney. Nothing fancy, just fantastic food at Clancy's.
Hot, delicious home-cooked meals are a hit at Clancy's Restaurant in Sydney. All-you-can-eat fish on Friday, chicken on Saturday and Sunday.
Oh, I totally like the international cuisine at Clancy's. The first and third Wednesday of each month, we plan our schedules around it. I especially like the Greek and Chinese cuisine.
Nothing fancy at Clancy's, just fantastic food.
Without traveling to Dayton, I can enjoy authentic international cuisine right here in Sydney.
Teens fill their tummies at Clancy's, too.
Oh, the young crowd loves Clancy's. I always see them at after-school activities with the brown Clancy's to-go bags, and I just know they love them, and they love the sandwiches.
And what's your favorite sandwich at Clancy's?
Oh, definitely the topper. It's probably my favorite sandwich over all the Wendy's or Burger King sandwiches.
Eat in, drive up, order out. Clancy's, 1250 Wapak in Sydney. Phone ahead at 492-8820.
Clancy's is priced just right for the whole family.
Daily dinner specials under $7, complete breakfast under $4 at Clancy's.
I've got a job for you, or should I say a career, a rewarding career in advanced manufacturing. Today, computer-controlled machines are cutting steel like butter. You see, manufacturers are innovating the way things are made by creating new high-tech processes. The specialized skills for such processes are acquired at the region's educational and training programs, which are supported by Knox Machinery in Franklin, Ohio. To promote this endeavor, Knox Machinery is planning pleased to partner with ScoresBroadcast.com. As your local Mazak machine tool dealer, Knox has been a full-service dealer of metal cutting CNC equipment since 1996. Mazak machine tools are made right across the river in Florence, Kentucky. They are proud to represent a product that is locally manufactured in the USA. For applications assistance, training, machine tool service, parts, or to learn more about exciting careers in manufacturing, just call 1-877-KNOX-CNC and let the in-house staff go to work for you. Knox Machinery in Franklin, the first choice of metal cutting manufacturers in southern and west central Ohio.
And so many things, easy for me to say. 46-40, Fort Loramie girls defeated Marion Local in overtime, 46-40. I just got a text from a 513 phone number. I have no idea who it is. I'm going to guess that's accurate.
But thank you. Yes.
At 46-40, Fort Loramie over Marion Local in overtime here at New Bremen. 67-59, the Fort Loramie boys over New Bremen in overtime. So the Fort Loramie boys and girls play overtimes on the road tonight against the MAC, and Redskins boys and girls come out triumphant.
Shelby County triumphs again over the MAC.
Don't forget now, we've got boys action Friday night in the Shelby County League. Fort Loramie on the road at Rushi. Rushi entertains Marion Local on Saturday night. Two big boys games. Both should be well contested. Airtime about 6:55 on both nights. Fort Loramie, by virtue of this win tonight over New Bremen, Chuck, 6-1 on the year against the MAC. How about that? 6-1 on the year for Fort Loramie against the MAC. And Fort Loramie now vaults its record to 16-5 on the year. New Bremen now 13-7. By the way, New Bremen has a bye in the Northwest District Tournament. Fort Loramie plays Covington in the sectional on Saturday, February 18th. Lots of fun. I wonder if the third time we make a trip to New Bremen, it'll be an OT. Won't be until...
Won't we go next year?
Yeah, next December. Well, actually this year, but next December.
Yeah, there you go. All right, let's go home.
Thanks to our online audience. Enjoyed it. I'm sure we had a big throng of people tuned in. One of a few games in the area tonight. Thanks for listening to ScoresBroadcast.com. Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County online radio entertainment system, the radio on your phone for high school sports. Thanks to Chuck McBee alongside Stats Color On-Site Engineering. Until Friday night from Rushi, Jack Kramer bidding you a good evening. Final score in overtime, Fort Loramie boys 67, New Bremen 59.
This ScoresBroadcast.com high school sports presentation was brought to you by these 12 anchor sponsors. American Architectural Glass in Fort Loramie, your amazing glass connection. AAG Inc. is the industry's clear choice. Airstream in Jackson Center, expand your career. Join the growing team now at Airstream. Barker Insurance on the north edge of Sydney, south of Anna on 25A, your number one insurance agency in the region. Barker, for sure. Clancy's Restaurant on Wapakoneta Avenue in Sydney. Clancy's, nothing fancy, just fantastic food. Dickman Electrical and Industrial Supplies in Sydney, Salina, Greenville, and Marysville. Hundreds of brands, four locations, one solution. Goffney Furniture and Mattress Center in Sydney. High quality furniture, priced right. We've got you covered. G-O-F-F-E-N-A. GoffneyFurniture.com. Lacow Equipment in Jackson Center, a Scores founding partner in 2006. Quality parts for highway maintenance equipment all over the world. Frisch's in Sydney, Troy, and Tip City, home of the great Big Boy and delicious pumpkin pie. What's your favorite thing at Frisch's? Osgood Bank in Osgood and Chickasaw in Mercer County and in Fort Loramie and Indian Lake. Do well. Be good. Osgood Bank. Knox Machinery in Franklin, serving Dayton, Cincinnati, and most of Ohio. The CNC solution. New and used machines, parts, and service. Schnipple Construction in Botkins. Building excellence. I'll bet you didn't know. Schnipple builds Marriott's and Holiday Inns. SecureCom in Minster. SECURCOM. Online at SecureCom.com. The pros in protection. And the Sydney Daily News with the most read sports page around. This is ScoresBroadcast.com. Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S. The Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System. We're the radio on your phone for high school sports. We thank you for listening.